Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a Morning Invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the Morning Invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Wake up!
Rise and shine!
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday!
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Nice early morning surprise.
Why you gotta be so cranky in the morning?
I was wondering when this story was gonna stop. It's a really bad story.
Teo! I can hear myself through your phone!
Why is there an echo?
Steve-O is telling the story. He sucks at stories.
Crank up the radio.
I suggest you stop jabbering.
Say what?
Like a monkey house on visitor's day.
Actually, this is not Teo. My name is Donald Trump. Gonna be you too.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
The campaign trail.
Yeah.
No different.
Man, I sound like I'm right there.
I sound surrounded by Secret Service men and violent protesters.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Come on, I haven't got all day.
Let's go.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Hi.
How you guys doing?
You know what? I'm okay. Yeah. I am tired, but I'm okay. I got this.
Good thing. Yeah. So. My two homies here are a little tired, a little tuckered out.
We're just living a dream. I'm just really excited to be here. I just couldn't be happier to.
I got this. I'm eating some oatmeal for energy.
Yeah.
Because Taro and I went and saw the first screener of Batman v Superman, which, by the way, it's not Versus, it's V. Zack Snyder, who, you know, director of the movie, who introduced it to us last night.
King of good ideas.
Said, Batman v Superman.
Guys, you went and saw it. It finally happened last night.
I know. Okay, for everybody listening, almost a year ago, 11 months ago, they showed a special screening of a trailer for the movie.
Of the trailer.
It was a minute and 30 seconds long.
You guys waited like 5 hours just for a trailer.
We really did stand in line for a little bit.
For a little bit. It wasn't for 5 hours. But we went over to the IMAX here, and we stood outside in line with our buddy Eric, who moved. He moved to Oregon.
You stood in line for a trailer.
At the time, nobody was really sure how much we were going to get, because sometimes Marvel does these things and you get like 10, 15 minutes of the movie.
Sure.
Like we went when we went out to California to see the Persecuted premiere, we went to Disneyland and they were having a special. It was before Guardians of the Galaxy came out, and they were having a special preview at the theater in Disneyland, and you got to see 10 or 15 minutes of the movie, and it was awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
So nobody knew what to expect. So we go and we stand in line, we go in, and a minute and 30 seconds. And they just wanted to showcase the IMAX, some of the footage. So they showed it twice. I think we were there for a total of 15 minutes.
So you guys have been waiting over a year.
Yeah, so we walk out of the theater, and they hand you, they handed us a card, and it said, write your email down, or email this, blah, 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 blah. You're going to get a pre-screening. For just you, since you came to this thing.
It's pretty cool.
You're going to get a free, you'll see it in IMAX for free, pre-screener before.
So was the theater full last night?
No, it wasn't full.
No,
it wasn't
not
full.
Even a little bit.
And I have some friends in Atlanta that did the same thing, and they were telling me there were about 100 people in their theater. Mm. So it was totally just for the people that went to the screener thing.
So it was like a reunion from the, you know, you got to see the people that were there a year ago.
I didn't see anybody. I didn't recognize anybody. But the dude that I was sitting by, and I can't remember his name.
Yeah, we sat literally next to a guy who had...
He realized that he listens to our show, and he's like, dude, I'm kind of fangirling. And
it was like, really funny.
I said, don't.
I'm going to have to get
up and
leave.
He had been in line since like 6 p.m.
What?
Yeah. He got there. And then...
Because he was so excited.
And we sat right beside him, best seats in the theater.
Best seats in the theater, and we got there as the doors were opening at like 9. I felt so bad when he said...
He even said... Yeah, he was like, oh, I've been here since 6.
What time did you guys get here? We're like, oh, I don't know. We walked up at like 9 as they were opening the doors.
Oh. The movie started at 10 and he got there at 6?
6 yeah. o'clock. Dude.
What?
But he was wearing a Superman hat. He had a Superman hoodie. Yeah. Like,
there, you it never was, know.
So I will say this. We saw the movie last night with... People who
with
cared.
Our people. We saw it with Comics people. Corner.
Yeah, no, we did.
Because there were some people saying, you guys can't talk about this in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. And there were people dressed up. Like, anytime anything happened, you know, the first time you see Batman, it was like, oh! First time you see Wonder Woman, oh! Like, it was like, I'd never experienced that in a comic book movie. Usually it's like Star Wars, you know, but it was like that every time.
Yeah.
Anything happened.
Yeah.
Applause.
Everybody was
and
geeking
just,
out.
So the yeah. problem was.
A lot
this
of snorting
movie,
in the theater?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, we were amped. We drank a lot of coffee.
Lots of coffee. It started at 10 p.m. Yeah. We have to get here typically around 5. And so it was just really hard.
Yeah, these guys didn't show up till maybe 20 minutes till 6.
Oh,
yeah.
And dude, I told Matt because I pick him up on the Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
And I told him last night as we were driving home, like, hey, man, I'm going to set my alarm for 5.
Yeah.
I'll just go straight there and get you.
So you guys got a couple hours of sleep.
Yeah, I mean, possibly, yeah.
I had so much coffee and emotion
exactly.
that I couldn't sleep. But anyway, the thing is, we can't talk about it.
Like,
can't
not
talk
even
about
a little.
It at all.
They had people in the theater telling us you're not allowed to talk about it.
You can't even say
after
if it was good
movie,
or not.
We walked out. And they just asked us our opinion.
Yeah, they said, don't spoil it. There was a thing before the movie, Zack Snyder came on, and he was like, hey, you are the first people outside of the premiere to see this movie.
Mm.
And you're seeing it in IMAX for free. Please keep the surprises. There are a ton of surprises in this movie. Ton of surprises if you're like a comic fan. And he said, keep that and just the general plot, please keep that to yourself so that other people, when they go see it, they can experience it just like you have.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, no spoilers. So, totally going to stick with that.
Yep.
I will say this. If you are trying to avoid spoilers for this movie, you need to stay off the internet starting
and
on Friday.
Go see it immediately.
Maybe starting today. Yeah. Just stay off the internet. Stay off any Batman, Superman article because people are going
somebody
to start posting
it was,
the ending.
It was enough that, like he said, Zack Snyder beforehand, the representatives afterwards, and before we left the theater, we had both already received an email from Warner Brothers themselves saying, hey, you're the first one to see it. Here's a really cool IMAX, you know, picture to post on social media bragging about how you're the first humans to see it. Do not say a word about this movie. I mean, it's like in bold.
All right. So, well, me and the fam, we're going to go watch it this weekend. We're excited.
There you go.
We're excited. Good morning, everybody.
What? Good morning.
It's the Morning Invasion. It's New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
We got a bunch of new music to play for you guys this morning, along with all of our other shenanigans.
Shenans, man.
So let's kick this New Music Tuesday off.
Okay, this is a new artist named Joel Vaughn. It's new to me. I don't know. The song is called Wide Awake by singer-songwriter Joel Vaughn. It's a song about the fire of the Holy Spirit from his forthcoming album called Kinetic. Hopefully this song will encourage the listener to think about how important God's endless love is to them.
Facebook.com/star88fm. Go there, like us if you haven't, and then tell us what you think of Joel Vaughn on New Music Tuesday. New Music Tuesday, Joel Vaughn, Wide Awake.
Dance.
Star 88, good morning.
What?
Half of me says I love it. The other half says, nah.
Which half of you says you love it? Is it the one?
My dance.
Is it you're shaking your patoot half?
You know,
yeah.
I get down.
Shaking it.
I get down. There you go. Tell us what you think about it.
I get down.
Facebook.com/star88FM.
Nobody can get on me because I get down. Nobody's commented on that, so I don't think anybody's awake.
It's early.
It's okay.
So go tell us what you think of it, because that's how we decide whether or not we're going to play the new music or scrap it. Bless you, sir.
Bless you.
We are the Morning Invasion. It's Tuesday, March 22nd.
Yeah.
It's International Goof Off Day.
Nice. Awesome.
A day of, don't tickle me. Day of relaxation and a time to be oneself. A day for some good humored fun and some good natured silliness. Today is also the 82nd day of the year. How old is William Shatner today?
1,072.
No. 82.
Whoa!
No, 85. Excuse me. 85.
85. Even crazier.
85 William Shatner today. We got a big show planned for you guys.
Woo!
By the way, it's 6:15.
High today of 77.
Oh, weak.
Let's pick it up. We need more energy from you. We need more energy.
High today of 77.
Just a little more. I got to turn the knob just a little more. Okay, that's the wrong way. Got to turn it the other way. Turn it the other way, buddy.
It's wrong. Oh, I'm trying.
These guys went and saw Batman versus Superman last
night.
Batman V.
There's no S.
Very important.
Okay. Sorry. They can't talk about it.
Cannot.
But I will be taking my family.
That's
hopefully
good.
This weekend.
Yeah, I'm taking the well, okay. I will say this. Ben Affleck mentioned this in an interview because he said part of the reason why he took the role is because of his 4-year-old son who loves Batman. However, he also said that that same 4-year-old will not be going to see this movie because it is definitely a darker film. If you see the tone of the trailer, if you watched any of those, that's the tone of the film. They got that right. So I will not be letting Brody see this movie.
Well, apparently Ben Affleck has some daughters as well.
Yeah.
Do you think they like Batman? They think their dad's cool being Batman?
Well, you would think that, you know, being a big time movie star, your dad, you know, your dad, you get to see him do all kinds of crazy roles. And so his daughter would just be like, oh man, you know what I want? Batman as my dad?
No.
What do the girls think? And will you be sad if they like Superman better?
I think the girls are they're into it, but they're not. They're little. My oldest daughter is like a super Harry Potter nut, so she's wanted me to be in. Like, I'm like, I didn't have the option to do a Harry Potter movie. You know what I mean? This is what I could. But they I think would be really into Wonder Woman. I was really glad that Gal, you know, that the part was written the way it was and that she performed it the way she did, and she has such integrity and it's so cool and she's so heroic and she's such a cool role model for girls. I didn't want to make a movie where it's just like guys were the heroes and women were the damsels in distress, and she comes in and she's kind of, I feel like, more heroic than both of us at the end.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Wonder Woman was great.
Wonder Woman was fantastic.
Yes! That's awesome.
Yeah.
Which I gotta say, I mean, that's Fast and the Furious. That's Gal Gadot, you know. So I remember when they cast that, I was like, oh, she looks like she weighs 14 pounds. How? What? No, Wonder Woman is a Xena warrior princess.
Right. Well, I'm excited.
Did a fantastic job with the casting.
All around. I would like to kick off the show with
Do It.
A great story. A great story. Not a good story.
A great story?
A great story.
Superman 2, where Superman fights Zod and Ursa.
That's my favorite Superman.
Dude.
It's the best one.
Right? Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay. What? That took a twist.
That's exactly where I expected it to go when you started.
Okay, let me start it with Quincy Jones is a dying amateur comedian.
What? Oh.
Whose dream is to do his own 1-hour comedy special. Quincy did a Kickstarter asking for $4,985, and it caught the eye of Ellen DeGeneres. And she had him on the show last week.
You mentioned last time that you want to do a comedy special. That's really important for you to do a comedy special.
Yes, I really want to do it.
Yep. So what you don't know is we called the head of HBO, and your people didn't even tell you this, but HBO is going to air your special.
Man, joy.
You hear that, guy?
Freaking out.
Yeah, I mean, there's water if you want.
Yeah, please, please, yeah. Please, Amy, please.
You're gonna need money because making a special and producing a special is also very expensive. So Shutterfly wants to give you $15,000 to help.
More money. Yep. Yep. The special is taping next month, and HBO will air it sometime later this spring. There isn't an air date yet. Quincy was diagnosed with stage 4 mesothelioma. Mesothelioma?
Wow. Mesopotamia.
Yeah. Last July.
Mesothelioma.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He was told he only has a year to live.
Oh.
So?
Guys, what would you do?
Making dreams come true.
What would you do if you were told that you had a year? You know, and it could vary because it's a form of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, odds are you got a year.
Right.
I'd call JJ.
J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Why would you tell? Why?
I need to know.
But you call him every day.
Who Ray is, right?
Tell me, J.J.
First thing that popped through my brain was, I have to know. How can I not know who Ray is? Like, okay, I don't mean to, I'm going to sound super cold, and so I'm going to just pre-apologize now, but still say what I was thinking in my brain, so I don't know how sorry I really am. I think about the times where people have those diagnoses and it's terminal and there's nothing that can be done and what they choose to do. And I think, man, what I do often wonder what I would do. Cause I think about the guy who all he wanted was to see episode 7. Mm. Right. And so they set it up at his house and there was a private screening. That movie ends on like a gnarly cliffhanger.
Yeah. I bet they explained what was going to happen. I bet they told him.
Can I change my wish?
Yeah.
Because now I want to know, like, what happens next. Mm-hmm. But I also think that I don't really think I would care that much about how Star Wars is going to end if I got that diagnosis. I would want to prepare. I mean, we have families, right? So thinking about, like, all right, man, I got to take my kids on some adventures. We got to, like, let's build some more memories and let's just get stoked and do some rad things and... Yes.
Well, as Christian men, we believe that God never wastes anything.
Right.
He always has a plan and a purpose.
Yeah.
And I think...
He could use it for his glory.
I think that's where you have to be if you're in that situation.
Yeah.
And you... Yeah. A doctor's told you, hey, there's a 99% chance that you're not going to make it to the end of the year. As a Christian, sure. As a human being, it probably is devastating. I can't imagine that. But
Christian,
at the same time,
it'd be difficult news. I mean, I don't know that I'd be like, to live is Christ and to die is gain. I'm so stoked, man. This is going to be great.
It would be so hard. It would be so hard.
I can't wait to go through chemo. And, you know, it's like, no, I don't think anybody, because that's not human.
No, no. Nobody would be able to look at this in a amazing way. I mean, that's the way you try to look at it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as humans, you just can't do that.
And that's why God gave us the Holy Spirit, because we on our own cannot do that. And I know that God, His Spirit would lead us and could guide us, but it would not be human to just be like, oh man, yes. Cool.
Yeah. Because, I mean, what's our purpose here on earth? Why did God create us?
Man, I've been wondering that since. I'm just kidding.
Let's see. I think the answer that should be given, the reason
42.
that we all were created is to know God and make Him known.
Yeah. Love it. And that's exactly it. To bring God glory.
Yeah.
And so nobody would be lost without Him. We were to spread the good news of the gospel. And so you find out you got a year left. Well, what do you want to do with that time?
Yeah.
Roller coasters.
Theme parks.
Love?
Roller coasters. As many
say
as I
what?
Can.
Because
at that point,
coaster.
You're just like, man, I'll ride the most dangerous roller. Throw it at me. I mean, what's going to happen?
I'll test them.
I'll die.
I'll test them.
It's going to happen anyway. Of course, you know, honestly, you could adopt that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just even without a cancer diagnosis.
They've made a few movies about that. Same thing. You know?
Yeah, I know. I saw it. It was called Ice Age 2, Return to the Ice. It was incredible.
Maybe you're dealing with what we're talking about. Maybe you just found out that you don't have much time left.
Oh, dang it.
We had a friend who recently hit us up who we hadn't talked to in a while.
Yeah.
And he found out that he had cancer.
Mm.
And, man, it's
tough.
How do you, well, what do you say?
I think in those situations, it's best to just listen because, you know, you can't be like, oh, man, I understand.
You don't understand, yeah.
And you can't be like, man, let's, you know, like, God's just going to, because I'm sure that, you know, that person has heard 1,000 times over that God is going to do something.
Mm.
Some people, I think that's good, but I think a lot of times when you fly into like the, you know, you just got to trust God right now. You're just placating the situation because you don't know what to say. So in those situations, it's best to just listen and just be there, you know, just being in the room of somebody going through that stuff. For me, anytime I've never had obviously a cancer diagnosis, but any tough thing, a lot of times you just want people there. It doesn't matter, you know, like you're not looking for them to fix your situation with words. And honestly, you never will be able to. You're never going to say anything that's going to fix their cancer.
Yeah.
So it's important not to try to, I think.
Amen to that.
And that's your super serious New Music Tuesday.
And on that note, what pose would you want after you die?
Yoga pose.
That's the topic.
That
this
is, man. Flying Have you crane. Seen this?
No, I'm flying crane.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, we had a listener send us a story. What was it coming out? What was it, Baltimore or New York? Where was it?
Somewhere
this?
Out there in this world of purchase.
It was the headline was, "That's not my grandma."
Oh, gosh.
Shout out to Smurfy.
Bronx Funeral Home. It was in the Bronx.
In
you
the
know
Bronx.
Where I'm from, New York.
Yeah, that's your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Talk about that.
And, of course, Interview Wars continues.
Oh, ho, ho!
Some big things changed yesterday. We'll recap that if you didn't hear. We got some interviews this morning. Got Nick Hagelin from The Voice, Team 4L. What do you got, Steve-O?
Becky Baines. She is an editor and writer for National Geographic Kids. We actually have copies of her latest book to give away as well.
It's all coming up on The Morning Invasion. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
President Obama is taking part in bilateral talks with Cuban President Raul Castro in Havana.
This is a new day. This is a nueva día.
The latest Apple event, a little different.
In Washington, every candidate running for president except Bernie Sanders, the pro-Israel AIPAC conference.
DraftKings and FanDuel agree to stop taking bets in New York State through the end of baseball season.
Marriott's new bid of $14 billion has been accepted by the Starwood Hotel Group.
The average cost of a gallon of regular gas climbed 25 cents in the past 4 weeks.
The FDA approves a new drug to treat anthrax infection.
Winter weather system drops snow across much of New England from Rhode Island north to Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
It is New Music Tuesday. Hello, everyone. 6:33.
High today of 77 degrees.
It's supposed to be windy today.
Yeah, dude. It does not look fantastic.
I heard Dan Dawes warning people on KNKT. He said, protect yourself from the elements.
Protect yourself before you wreck yourself.
So watch out for the wind. You can't see it coming, but it's there.
Yeah, going to be windy today. Ugh.
Big show for you guys this morning. A couple interviews. Booked, ready to go, 7:30 a.m. Nick Hagelin from The Voice. This guy is really, really good.
What's he haggling about?
Bunch of things, Dale. Yeah,
what's he trying to sell me?
See if you remember this guy, Steve-O.
see. Just a boy caught up in dreams and fantasies.
Is this Michael Jackson?
I was just gonna say that. It sounds like MJ.
We wake up tomorrow.
Wow.
Sometimes
you don't remember this guy?
If I was Adam Levine, I would have gone boom! Like right when he started. Yeah. I gotta get new MJ on my team.
But he's kind of breathy.
You can work on that. You can work on that.
That's Nick Hagelin from The Voice. We'll talk to him at 7:30. He's on Team Pharrell. Who did you book this morning?
Becky Baines. She is an editor and writer for National Geographic Kids. She took part in a book called 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up. Basically, life skills you need to know. How to start a fire. Like, not just any fire. I know how to start a fire. But, you know, a campfire. Maybe how to throw a baseball.
Fire.
How to properly hold a hammer. How to shave.
How to shake a hand.
Yes, dude. Proper handshake.
There it is.
Love that. Things that
are,
and let's, yep. In this culture, there's a lot of things that are, like, lost to us. Because
Right? Everybody's
so busy. No one's, like, raising people up to that, you know, standard anymore. So we're going to talk to her about some things. I thought it was interesting. There is one in the book called How to Be Worldly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know.
You got to travel a lot?
See? Exactly. That's it. It's about how to be a good traveler. How to accept, you know, unfortunately, that term worldly.
Well, here's...
Do you bleed?
Here's
you will.
You will, man.
Here's what I think everybody should do. Everybody has to experience a third world country.
If you live
in America, you have to go and experience a third world country, because until you go to one, you have no idea what it's like. And that's the rest of the world. The majority of the world is third world country.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And 3 hours, what, 3.5, almost 4 hours down the road, down on what is? That's a third world country. You could pack up the family and go. Wouldn't really recommend it all that much now, but
say, I don't know.
You know, if you get a chance, maybe you know a mission down there.
Here's what everybody's got to do. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't do that. But everybody's got to do it.
One of the coolest things that I've ever done in my life was travel to Mexico and to the Middle East, because it really does open up your eyes to a lot of different
things.
You
just told people to go to like the two most dangerous places.
You know what you don't do? You don't go
to a
third world country on your honeymoon. That's what you don't do.
You're going to Cabo or something?
Well, see, I went to Jamaica, which when you think of Jamaica, you're like, that's not a third world country until you drive out of the city. And then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll never forget us driving in this bus. Number one, probably going to die because of the driver. But anyway, driving in this bus and just watching society just eke into poverty to when it was just like at one point it went boom.
It's one of the poorest countries in the world.
That is a house, but it's just concrete blocks and there's no roof.
Yeah.
And one side is open, you know, like a three-walled.
That's like what is? The cardboard city is what they call it.
It's insane. And then you're on your honeymoon, and obviously you're going to this resort on the other side of the island, and then you just feel like you feel so stupid because you're just like, are we taking advantage of these people by even just being here? But Dawn reminded me at the time, she was like, you know what? We have certain times in our lives where, she's so smart, we have certain times where we're meant to celebrate, and it's okay to not focus on the negative.
Mm.
And this is one of those times.
I love that.
That's good. It's like, you're right. I'll shut up.
Our wives are always right.
It's true.
Hear that, Leslie? You're always right.
Okay.
And I love you. New Music Tuesday. Let's jump into our next song.
Okay. This is a newer band.
You okay?
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
What happened?
Fine.
This band's called West of Here. About this song, the band says, there are times in life when we feel strong enough to take on the world single-handedly. Kingdoms, which is the name of this track, is a song about us constantly attempting that impossibility. When we choose to go through life on our own, we repeatedly find ourselves trying to prevent our little worlds from falling apart. So often, we fail to see that our biggest battle is coming from a place of surrender. So this is kind of coming from that moment when our walls and our defenses are useless. You can step out, surrender, to the king whose kingdom will never fail. This is Kingdoms from West of Here. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
West of Here, Kingdoms on Star 88. It's New Music Tuesday. What do you think of it, Starmy?
What do you think of it?
Eh, not for me.
I'm with you.
Not for me.
Here's the deal, guys. I told Steve-O this morning, sometimes labels send out these amazing tracks from all these bands, and then they have ad dates. So when a, you know this, when a band or a label sends out singles, they're like, all right, we're, you can listen to it now and, you know, decide if you like it, but it's not getting added until April 15th, mm-hmm, you know, yeah, or until April 8th. And so if you add a song too early, it can totally mess up the spins for the song, and you can end up, like, hurting the artist, yeah, in the long run. So we've got a bunch of great songs coming up soon. I couldn't add any of them today because it was right in that window where it's like, if I add it now, it'll be way too early.
Yeah.
So we have some new bands. The next two songs I'm stoked about. These first two kind of just wanted to throw out there and see what everybody thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm
far,
with y'all's.
I'm with Thebes. Thebes says, not terrible, but I don't care for it. Hmm. Gerald and Annie says, interesting sound. Not what I was expecting at all. I kind of dig it. Greg says, not bad, very melodic. And Victoria says, dig it. So there you go.
Star 88 FM, go like us. Good morning. 6:44.
High today of 77 degrees.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
you want to check the roads out there and see what's happening?
That sounds real nice. Try it.
Gets to work.
Computer's doing real good today. Good job, computer. Hey, computer, thank you. There's a stalled vehicle. The left lane's blocked. Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson. That's close to here. Stalled vehicle. Left lane is blocked. I'm not seeing any other accidents popping up on the map now, but you guys be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Coming up here after 7, Interview Wars continues. We've got a couple interviews booked this morning. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But first, let's do some news, huh? See what's happening.
Let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, news!
Yeah.
Man, my link's not working.
Oh.
My little...
I know. I got to get Daniel to fix that. I think I might actually erase it.
You broke it.
My bad.
Yeah. All right, now I'm scrolling down. Going to get to it. We're going to make it. We're going to get there. Are we? Where is it?
All you got to do is scroll to the bottom.
I'm trying. There it is. Okay. I'm gonna make this bigger font.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. The old cliche that time heals all wounds is a lie. A new study found that if you just try waiting to feel better after something bad happens, that's not going to work. The best way to move on is to actually deal with what happened. So you want to actually and actively deal with it.
Common sense.
Well, that sounds like something I could start tomorrow.
You got to deal with it right now.
No, I just
don't put it off.
I'd rather just kind of sit around.
No.
Two women in Tennessee were busted stealing $800 worth of flip-flops from Old Navy last week. Because standards are high in Tennessee. Since Old Navy's flip-flops cost between $2.50 and $12, that means they tried to steal between 66 and 320 pairs.
Wow.
The employees caught them, and they were arrested. Flip-flops.
What?
Yeah, they tried to steal a bunch of flip-flops.
I don't understand. What were they going to do with the flip-flops?
Go to the beach.
Sell them out of the back of their car?
For like a buck.
I don't know. I bet you they were going to go to the beach and sell them out of the back of the car. Seriously. Say, hey, spring break is here. I got this awesome plan to make money. We're going to steal a bunch of flip-flops and drive down to Florida. Thinking the panhandle, maybe some Panama City, maybe Destin. I don't know. Uh-huh. We're going to go down there. How are we going to make a little cash? I don't got any cash. You don't got any cash. We're going to spend it all on gas money. We're going to sell these flip-flops out of the back of my truck. People are on the beach. They need all these drunk people going to need flip-flops. They're going to lose their flip-flops because they're going to be drunk. So we'll just sell them flip-flops. Be like, oh, $15 for these flip-flops. Make all our money back. Arrested.
I'm not a fan of wearing flip-flops in the sand.
Yeah.
But I get
I'd
it.
I'd rather just be barefoot.
Exactly. But then there's times where the sand is really hot.
Sand could be hot. You never know.
Burn your feet.
You don't want to burn your feet. Do you want to burn your feet?
I don't want to burn my
feet. That's why the flip-flop exists.
I got sensitive feet.
1,600 citations in crackdown on road rage in the ABQ. We've all seen it. It's called Operation Lily.
Yeah.
Been seeing all those signs up.
That's cool that they named this after her.
That is cool. Authorities say more than 1,600 citations were issued for dangerous driving through a coordinated effort to crack down on road rage in Albuquerque. Governor Susana Martinez and Albuquerque Mayor Richard J. Berry announced the results Monday for Operation Lily. It's named after the four-year-old girl who was fatally shot in a road rage incident last year. Following her death, Martinez directed the New Mexico State Police to develop a plan to help curb dangerous driving and road rage in the Albuquerque area. So I guess New Mexico State Police partnered with Albuquerque Police and the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office to crack down on dangerous driving from November 18th through the end of February. And the officers issued 1,676 citations for reckless or dangerous driving, made 25 arrests, including 5 for DWI.
Come on, Albuquerque, what's up?
Guys, what are you so mad about?
I don't understand.
I don't get it. There's just anger in the blood out here.
I was just about to say it's our Spanish blood.
I don't even know if it's the Spanish blood. I think angry people just come to Albuquerque to be angry.
Could be.
I don't think it's ethnic or whatever. It's just like, well, I live most of my life pissed off, so I better move to Albuquerque and drive around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's weird because we don't even have the traffic problems that most cities have.
Not right. At all.
So I don't understand you why people better are so never upset when they're driving around.
Don't ever move to L.A. Don't ever move to Chicago. Don't ever move to Nashville.
You'll probably get
don't
shot
ever move
in
to
those
Atlanta
cities if yeah. you act like that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get shot here. What are you talking about?
Yeah. They'd shoot each other. But it's going to be way worse. You're going to be way more mad all of the time. Yeah, it's crazy. Traffic here is a breeze compared to Nashville.
I giggle because we live on the west side, and people who don't live on the west side, usually it's like, oh, so far. It takes like 15 minutes to get here. You know what I'm like? 15 minutes, bro.
Right. 15 minutes is nothing.
15 minutes.
That's like down the street if you live in San Diego or L.A. or Baltimore.
Our friendship isn't worth a 15-minute drive.
It's really not that bad. If traffic, cool. I can make it all the way. I live by the mountain on the east side. I can make it to Steve-O's house. He lives far west side. And I can make it there in 15 minutes.
Like if Lord of the Rings were a thing here and I had to drop a ring into a volcano locally, it'd only take me like a tenth of one movie. Yeah. Like I can do it walking.
It's pretty crazy, man.
Close to the volcano.
Yeah. You guys calm down. You
guys need to learn to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Being so mad.
Calm down.
This is cool news. Lucas Till, who plays Havoc in the X-Men movies,
yes,
is starring in the new MacGyver series.
What?
For CBS.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh. MacGyver was my favorite when I was
a kid. My dad used to watch MacGyver.
Yeah.
Playing a 20-something version of the title character. Now, this is a show I can get behind.
Absolutely.
Like a reboot. Bring it on.
Yeah.
If they did Quantum Leap again, I'm all
oh
about
it. Oh, my gosh! Yep. See, that's the one for me. Like,
if they did Airwolf again, I'd be all about it. I'd be like, yes! Helicopters are cool!
Oh, man.
Yeah, totally. This guy's great.
He can do it.
He'll be a good one. He needs the mullet.
Give him that mullet, baby! Yeah. Look at that.
Heck yeah.
All right. I'm down with that.
Yep.
Man, MacGyver, if you've never watched him, MacGyver, he could get out. He could be trapped underground, like 100 feet underground in a coffin, and he'd have a match and a toothpick, and he could get out of the coffin.
Yeah. Here's what's going to be interesting, though, because it is 2016. It's a little different than it used to be, so MacGyver's going to have to use some real science now, because if not, people are going to Google it in 0.7 seconds and go, psh.
Yeah, but it'll be better.
That wouldn't actually happen.
I bet it'll pick fun at itself. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. I love it when things do that. When they just kind of, they're like, well, what'd you expect me to do? Get some gum and a paper clip and like some string and make a bomb?
Right. Who was the villain on MacGyver that always died but came back? What
Never
was his
know.
Name?
Never know.
Oh, man.
I remember.
And he'd always come back.
I remember MacGruber's Val Kilmer was the villain.
Yeah.
And he would always come back.
It was like,
what was his name? Was it Victor?
Look it up. I wish we had a boundless resource that could tell us the answer to any question. Almost as if it was a
dang
genie.
It! I almost said Murdoch.
Murdoch.
Oh, that's it was Murdoch.
Murdoch was awesome. He was a great villain, and he'd always die and come back.
Man, the only Murdoch I care about is Daredevil.
See, I was going to say Murdoch, and then I was like, no, that was A-Team. It was Murdoch.
It was Murdoch.
I should
By the way, the
it.
Best part of my night last night, the conclusion of Daredevil.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Anyway, back to the news. More women are coming to New Mexico to get abortions.
Oh.
Ugh.
Yeah, bummer story. The number of New Mexico women getting abortions is dropping, but more women are coming here from other states to get them. State officials said about 20% of abortions in New Mexico in 2014 were performed on women from out of state. According to KOAT's partners at the Albuquerque Journal, report suggests that the number is high because there are few restrictions here in the state.
I was just about to say, this is why it's so, not to get on a political rant, vital for us to be out there having conversations, getting out to vote, because our state has some of the laxest laws when it comes to killing a baby. I'm going to say it like that.
We need to check in with our friends at Save the Storks.
Yes.
And see how that thing's going, because, man, I love what they're doing, and I really want to get them here to Albuquerque.
So a little information on that. New Mexico hasn't passed an abortion law in 16 years.
Come on, guys.
The state is one of seven that allows abortion at any stage in a pregnancy.
Any stage! Dude!
That's insane.
I just don't understand it. As soon as we saw that little kidney bean looking thing on the sonogram, it was like, oh my gosh, that thing has legs and arms.
And you know what? With Save the Storks, that's what they were talking about, is if you can get these women, these families into that vehicle that they have, where they have the ultrasound machines, and they can show and have them listen to the heartbeat, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That changes everything.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Gotta get Hefe back on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to see that dude again.
I know.
A really cool ministry. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, SaveTheStorks.com.
Yeah, let me check. I believe it's SaveTheStorks.com.
Really, really cool ministry, helping out folks all across the country and the world, I believe.
Yep, mm-hmm. SaveTheStorks.com.
Yeah, and we want to save the Storks because a stork actually brought me Vader, my pug.
Man, that's so
he
cool.
He flew in and just dropped off Vader.
Okay.
They also deliver pugs.
It's like you could communicate with the animal kingdom. I could. A site called TheBitBag.com says Superman has way more money than Batman.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Nope. Most of Superman's net worth comes from the fact that he's an alien. And he has all kinds of technology from his home planet that can be commercialized or used for research. Stupid.
That is very stupid.
Dumb?
Okay. Speaking of dumb, okay. We're not going to talk about the film. But there's something that was nagging at me.
Don't.
And it's seriously difficult.
Don't.
Maybe this is part of the problem.
Friday.
With certain things.
Next week.
Has nothing to do with the film in particular, but the Superman persona. Growing up, loved it. We mentioned Superman 2 earlier this morning, Christopher Reeve. Clark Kent's got, like, scraggly hair and his glasses to differentiate him from Superman. There's a point in the movie where Henry Cavill is like, I'm Clark Kent, and then he's got to go save the day. No spoilers, because that's what Superman does.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up, and he's got that perfect hipster Superman hair, you know what I mean? And I was thinking, this is seriously, maybe it's because it was so late at night, I was going, does he just have, like, pomade? Like, how come...
Yeah, but think about the old Supermans. It was the same way with Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's not about this movie in particular. It's just the Superman persona. Like, when did he find the time?
Just
like,
let him have his pomade.
People are dying, and he's like, but I gotta comb my hair.
Well, he's like the Flash, and so he could do that.
Yeah.
In less than a second.
I'm just saying, where's the pomade? Like, where's the comb?
Maybe he ran to his house, grabbed it real quick, looked in the mirror, did his hair, and took off.
See, that just doesn't seem feasible. It doesn't seem... If it's that easy for him, then, like...
Why are you running the movie? Stop
it. It's not about the movie. It's just about Superman.
You're running Superman. Now I don't even want to go watch it.
Okay.
Chipotle just launched a website called guachunter.com where you have to spot the differences between two pictures. If you play three rounds, you get a free order of chips and guacamole, even if you lose.
They're trying everything to stay afloat, I tell you.
They really are.
Dude, we need to talk more about that.
Yeah.
Because there have been investigations into it, and they think it was corporate espionage.
Man.
Seriously.
Wow. We gotta go to break. It's New Music Tuesday. Interview Wars continues. Hang out with us.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Good morning. Now maybe it is the Morning Invasion. Thanks for joining us this morning. Interview Wars is going down this morning. We'll update you on that if you need to get caught up. Teo changed the script on us. And I'm super excited to have Kevin Martin from Candlebox joining us on the show right now. Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
There you are. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. What song was that? You guys were just playing. It's great.
Oh, you like that last song we're playing? What was that song we're
playing? It's called Grace Alone by the Modern Post.
Oh, dude. Dustin Kinstrew from Thrice.
The singer of Thrice.
His worship project.
That's awesome. I didn't know. That's great.
Yeah, man.
So what are you up to this morning, Kevin?
Let's see. Cup of coffee, cigarette, watching what's going on in Belgium, which is terrible. And
I saw that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not good. What's going on in Belgium? Catch me up. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Dexter.
What the heck happened? I didn't know.
There were two attacks.
Oh my gosh.
Two deadly explosions rocked a Brussels airport, I think.
Did that just happen?
It happened when I got home last night. It popped up. It's like reports are coming in from Brussels saying that there have been two attacks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one at an airport, one at a subway station. They just arrested that dude from Paris, and he was in Brussels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Good morning, right?
If you're just joining us, Kevin Martin, he is the lead singer for a band called Candlebox.
Dude, I got to kick this off with an apology, all right?
Uh-oh.
It is 2016, and my first major concert in high school. Huge Candlebox fan. I was also, at the time, a huge Alice in Chains fan, huge Metallica fan, huge fan of just good music, because it was the 90s.
Yep.
And you guys jumped on a tour when Layne Staley declined. I don't even remember what happened. There was a big to-do. It was a mess between...
rehab.
Dude. And it was Alice in Chains supposed to be playing with Metallica, and then Candlebox jumped on. And I was like... holy crap, I loves me some Candlebox. This is going to be amazing. And you guys played the football stadium here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was my first big show. I'm like, I think I was actually in like 8th grade, 9th grade, whatever. And I remember just the people like throwing crap because it was like, there's Candlebox and then there's like freaking Suicidal Tendencies in Metallica.
Wow.
And it was rough. And I just kept going, that sucks, bro. I really wanted to see Candlebox. And you guys essentially got, like, just crap thrown at you until it was like, we're calling it a day. And I think I got to three songs.
Don't apologize, because, you know, you put the name Candlebox in between Suicidal and Metallica and things.
Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, but you haven't played Far Behind yet. But you don't leave. Oh, no.
Yeah. No, it was interesting. You know, that was a really hard tour, and we, you know, we definitely earned our stripes. I know that we were only allowed an hour on that show, and so you probably maybe caught the end of our set, or maybe just the beginning. But we played our full hour. I remember I got hit in the head with a bottle of Jack Daniel's.
Dude, it was rough. Dang.
Yeah, it was rough. But you know what? We've always come back to Albuquerque, and we won over a lot of Metallica fans. And
you did, dude.
Can't win them all.
There you go. That's true.
Yeah, that has to be the worst. That has to, you know, fall in the worst ever concert experience. Right?
Cover Me took on a whole new meaning because he literally needed somebody to cover him because they were throwing so much crap. Albuquerque sucked.
Did you want to just throw it back? Because that's what I would do. I would just throw it back.
Nah, you know, I mean, look, and like I said, we knew what we were getting into when we took that tour, and you know, it's like I said. you know, you never know what you're going to experience during a concert, but you know you're definitely going to get something when you open for Metallica.
Yeah.
And you know, it wasn't bad because, you know, we were able to come back that fall with the Flaming Lips and, you know, sell out, I forget what the little arena is you have downtown, you know, but that was sold out in the fall of 94. And, you know, it's always been a good town for us. So, you know, there are bad apples and everything. And I think with music, you know, you're going to get a crowd that just sometimes doesn't want to hear, you know, a soft, sappy love song like, you know, Blossom or about, you know, a lost friend when they're going to see Metallica. They'd rather have Metallica than anybody open for them. So, you know, it's all good. But I'm glad it was your first concert. I'm sorry that you didn't get to see the songs you wanted to.
I think I did. You know, and I remember you guys played the set, but I just remember being fearful for my... It was like the first time my parents are like, you can go to this show alone. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it's a little scary. I'm a tiny little dude, and it was insanity. Mm-hmm. Like, it was crazy. So, you are a champion, and that was it. I mean, I already loved you guys, but you super won me over for life because it was like that guy championed through because this town apparently sucked in the 90s.
It was hardcore, man.
Yeah, man. Yes. Yeah.
We're talking with Kevin Martin from Candlebox. So what are you up to these days, Kevin? How's the band doing? Do you guys have anything coming up here?
Yeah, we got a new record comes out April 22nd called Disappearing Airports. We recorded the record last September in York, Pennsylvania with some good friends of ours, Carson Slovak and Grant McFarland, who produced a record called August Burns Red, which was nominated for a Grammy this year, and they were both nominated for producers. So it was a real step forward for us, and we're excited for the record. We're coming back through the South. We've got this tour date that starts up April 1st. I know we're jumping over Albuquerque on this run, but I think when we go back out in June and July, we're going to be hitting a lot more of the South. You know, and it's just work, work, work. You know, we're still around. We're still kicking it 25 years later. I can't, you know, every morning I wake up and I pinch myself with my cup of coffee and think that, you know, I'm lucky to have survived the Metallica show there now.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can survive that, you can survive anything.
I think you can tackle anything.
You really can. It set you up for...
I still wake up, you know, with the tremors of that show. So thanks for reminding me about that.
Whoa! That's amazing. Well, Kevin, it's great talking to you, buddy.
Yes, dude. Hey, really thank you. El Paso, Tejas. So that's close enough. So there you go.
Yeah,
so
I may
be able to make it out to that. That's awesome. Stoked.
Yep.
So all right, there you go. Well, have a great morning. Enjoy that coffee, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves.
All right. Have a great day, man.
We'll see you.
So... I never got confirmation.
You are a jerk! I loved this band! You're welcome for saving your stupid interview!
You can't say that.
Oh, I can't?
You can't. You can't. That's you're bragging about yourself.
Yeah!
Only you know what's do that.
You
I can't
had
say it on
nothing.
This radio
okay,
station.
Only you know what's. I'm going to throw down a hard judgment. Uh-huh. You guys ready for this?
Oh, no.
Since that interview was never confirmed, it does not count. Doesn't count. We got two confirmed interviews for today.
I put in for it, though.
I know you did.
Wait, but I mean, come on. I brought up a show from 1993 that I was at that he actually remembered and had a good story about.
Yeah, at the amphitheater downtown.
No. It was at the UNM football stadium, which was I don't know what he was talking about.
You know what though? Here's the thing with Albuquerque. You can drive up to the outskirts of Rio Rancho and get out of your car and see downtown Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So literally,
yeah.
He could have been anywhere and been like,
true.
I think we're downtown.
It was probably tingly.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
So, but I think the best call here, keeping it even, since it was never confirmed, that's fine. And since Steve-O asked such great questions. Steve-O asked great questions, but it was never confirmed.
That's
so
fine.
I think we just leave that one as
and
it
that's
is.
That's fine. It was we kind of it was one of those situations where I answer the phone and it's Kevin Martin from Candlebox.
Oh, no way. It wasn't even like, hey, we got Kevin Martin on the phone. It was just Kevin Martin from
Candlebox. It was just Kevin Martin.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool.
So, gosh! I'm not going to lie. I'm a little mad at you. Huge fan.
I know. That's why I booked this. I booked this 3 weeks ago.
Oh, gosh!
I never heard back from the booking agent.
Well, okay.
I never heard back.
It's all good. It's all good. The two interviews that are counting towards Interview Wars today are happening later. We're going to need your feedback from it, though, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram even. And wait for those things to happen. That's the way this goes. It's official. It's real.
It's real life, man. Kevin Martin from Candlebox just called us.
Interview Wars.
Okay.
All right, we're a little late because of Kevin's interview, so let's get into our new music track.
Hey, that's all right, man. Now, this song is the latest single from Nine Lashes. It's called Heartbeat. It's also the name of the album. You guys tell us what you think about it at our Facebooks.
Star 88 FM. Go like us.
Heartbeats.
New music from Nine Lashes, Heartbeats, on New Music Tuesday. What do you think about that song? Tell us all about it.
We post a status on our Facebook every time we play a new song, put a picture of the band, and we tag the band, too. So if you don't like it, and you get on there, and you're a jerk, they're going to see it.
Mm.
That deters some people. Some people, they love that. They're like, yeah, I get to be mean to somebody on the internet. This has just made my day.
Keyboard warriors.
Yeah, keyboard warriors. So anyway, that was Heartbeats from Nine Lashes. You can go to our Facebooks, facebook.com/star88fm. Tell us what you think about it. Let's see. We got a couple comments. Brian says, not sure if I'm digging this one, guys. Barry. Thebe says, I'd like some muddier vocals. Victoria says, good beat. Nate says, good driving music. And Rosie says, 2005 pop techno rock called and said they want their sound back.
Oh, boy.
My 12-year-old chimed in, actually.
Your 12-year-old? What did he say?
He says he likes it.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
that's fine. You got the right to like it.
You got to fight for your
If you like
life.
It, tell us all about it. If not, tell us all about it. And that's how we decide whether or not we're going to continue to play bands like that.
Dude, you know who else just released a new single? Candlebox.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wish we had known we were interviewing Kevin.
Yeah, we have to... We have to break into some breaking news because there's some terror attacks in Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Is it a weird day when Kevin Martin, the lead singer of Candlebox, breaks news on your station for you?
That's so weird. I had no idea.
I had no clue
what was going on.
I saw this right before I went to sleep, but honestly, I guess I was so tired I forgot about it. But at the time when I went to sleep, it said reports are coming in from Belgium that there's been two terrorist attacks. That's all it said.
Man.
And so now the provisional... total death toll in today's Brussels terrorist attacks is 34. I'm going to play this video, and we'll hear more about it.
There are plans in place to coordinate a lot better than they did after the Paris attacks. So, for example, the head of counterterror in London will be speaking to his counterparts in Paris and in Brussels and in Berlin and around Europe. And also the governments will be coordinating as well. But what they'll be doing in places like London is asking for any sort of advice or intelligence that suggests that there could be copycat incidents in other European capitals. Certainly, the head of counterterror in London is expecting at some point, and this might be it, the Brussels one, some big spectacular attack in multiple locations on a European city. They said it could be Brussels, it could be London, it could be Paris, it could be anywhere. This is an attack on Western lifestyle now. It's not the lone wolf, radicalized online, that we've been hearing so much about in the past. It's all about that premise that was set up in Paris, a military-style operation with trained attackers with a strategy.
We know that the main railway stations have been closed now in Brussels. We know the subways are closed, the metro stations are closed. The Eurostar trains will not be arriving in Brussels today.
They're saying about 34 people so far have been killed, and a ton of people have been, you know, injured. Mm-hmm. So, and that I'm sure is going to rise.
And 170 injuries reported. 20 people died in the subway explosion. 14 in two blasts at the Brussels airport. They're not sure what's going on. So this is kind of like that day the Paris attacks at the theater. It's kind of crazy. So you guys pray for everybody in Brussels.
Yeah, we'll keep you guys updated on that. We got to take a break though on this New Music Tuesday. When we come back, we
in
have
like
another
12
interview.
Seconds.
We have another interview. We got to get to from the Voice. Oh, you know what?
I was going to say it's like 7:30. Oh, no. Aren't they calling it 7:30?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have Nick Hagelin for you guys.
That's right.
Hang on.
We're ready. From the Voice.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, Nick?
How are you this morning?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Happy to be here.
Real quick, for the audience that's tuning in right now, we're talking with Nick. Nick Haglund, and he is...
Haglund!
That's what I said. And he's from The Voice, and we're playing some of your song. This is your first song when you were on a few weeks ago on The Voice.
He's like, I know, I was there.
And you nailed it, man.
I performed that.
When I was listening to this, I was going, this is Michael Jackson. You sound like Michael Jackson.
Wow, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. He's one of my heroes.
And who was it? Was it Christina that said that you sounded like Michael Jackson? One of the judges said that, right?
Yeah, Christina said that, and I had gone into it thinking I was going to pick Pharrell, but when she said that, I was like, oh, man, am I making the wrong choice here? That meant a lot to me.
Well, it sounds like you made the right choice because you continue to move on, you went into the battle round, and, who'd you end up battling against?
I actually battled a young lady from Atlanta, where I live, too, which is... from Britain, but her name's Jessica Crosby, so it was Atlanta versus Atlanta for that battle round, which we're both living, so we came together, had a great time putting that song together, and just sort of have fun out there. She was shoving me around the stage, man. It was cool. It was a real battle.
That's how you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta get mean up there.
So, Nick, I gotta ask you a question about being a dad. You have a beautiful wife, an amazing child. What's it like being on The Voice right now as you guys are making your way through? Do they get to be out there with you? Are they back in Atlanta? Or how's that working out?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely had to spend a significant amount of time apart. And that's something that we've been dealing with for a long time. I've done some tours. I did about 30 colleges last year, and so I definitely move around, and it's something that we're used to balancing. But I think what made this a little bit easier was just knowing that it was for such a huge promotional and amazing platform to tell our story, and to have, you know, my son's story be shared so prominently on such a huge stage. That was so amazing. So, you know, they got to come out for every round, and we actually, the day after my blind audition, we got to take my son to Disneyland. It was his fifth birthday, so that was really
cool.
Fun. So they've been involved in having the ride of their lives as well.
Well, I know near the time of your son's birth, you got to deal with Interscope Records. You ended up moving to L.A. You recorded an album, and then you gave up the contract so you could be with your son and wife. Because, you know, I mean, once you have a family... I can't imagine. When I think of these musicians out there, these rock stars and the life leaving their families behind for a while to go out on tour, that's got to be just so hard. So I get why you gave it up. But now you're on The Voice, and you're going to blow up even bigger than you did before. So is the plan to just keep the family close by no matter what?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that it was a matter. It's not like I gave it up, you know, as in, you know, giving up music or anything. It was an amazing partnership that I learned a lot with, and you know, we recorded a lot, and I got to work with amazing people, but I just don't think that I was in a great mental, emotional, creative space to be making the best music. So ultimately it just didn't manifest, you know, me becoming a star from that deal. It was a great learning experience, but the timing wasn't right. I needed to be home. My son had some special needs. I needed to help him learn how to walk and feed himself, and it was crucial that I'd be around. I don't think it was ever, you know, a matter of deciding to not do music. So now it just feels like the timing is much, much better, and this is a huge, amazing platform. So I guess we're you know, going to go out for round two, and I feel like we, as a family, are really good about finding the balance and understanding what it takes. It's not easy for, you know, for any family, especially in the performing arts or balancing career and home life, but I think that we're set up to do it this time.
Now, talk a little bit about this, because as you mentioned, getting to share your son's story. I have three boys myself. and just raising up children, it's an incredibly, man, rewarding task. Also a difficult task that we are given by God. Talk a little bit about your son's story for those that weren't watching The Voice. Share a little bit insight into his needs and what that is like raising up your son.
Yeah, my son was born with a very rare condition called arthrogryposis, and so he was born with some stiff joints and weak muscles, and doctors were telling us that he might not walk on his own, and he couldn't bend his elbows when he was born, so feeding himself was a big concern. And at the time, it was hard to find a lot of hopeful stories of recovery online or otherwise with kids or people with his condition, because it was so rare. And we began a really sort of proactive and very widespread healing approach for him, and really did some amazing, amazing things, and, you know, shattered everyone's expectations about what was possible for him. And fast forward 5 years, and, you know, he's walking on one of the biggest stages on earth, you know, getting a standing ovation and you know, bowing with Pharrell Williams. And what's happened now is this amazing flooding of support and people and families with arthrogryposis, families who have babies with similar condition, or grown adults who are reaching out and saying, man, seeing Bash walk on that stage just had me in tears. It just meant the world, you know, to see him thriving and see him shining on such a big stage. And yeah, for me, that's such an amazing accomplishment, because that's the kind of hope that we were looking for when he was born. And now we're getting to share his light with so many people. So that's been an incredible blessing.
Amen.
We're talking with Nick Hagelin from The Voice. And you're on Team Pharrell. What has it been like to work with Pharrell, one of the greatest artists in the universe?
Yeah, man, it's been incredible. His energy is so calm, so grounded, man. Like, I can go into, you know, a coaching session with him being really nervous and sort of shaking, you know, but as soon as I get in his field, it just feels like it's all good. He's looking right into your soul and telling you what you need to do. I remember one moment I was like, I'm just so nervous, and he's like, why? And I'm like, I couldn't remember why I was nervous anymore, because he's just so cool and so collected. And it's been an amazing blessing working with him, and he's been helping me sort of open up my voice and just find more of that natural amplification of myself, especially on such a big platform.
You know, Nick, you're talking about your nerves, and I can't imagine what it's like right before you go out on stage. You know, that first performance on The Voice, what was going through your mind? Were you praying? Were you about ready to vomit everywhere?
Right.
What was going through your mind?
I was definitely praying for peace and for a little bit of clarity to extend my vision beyond this 90 seconds, because everything's been so hyper-focused, intensely focused on that 90-second performance, that I remember right before I went out there just praying for a little peace to see that this is part of a much bigger plan that I can't be aware of, and to just go sort of enjoy myself. Now, the weird thing is that you walk out there, I don't know if you've noticed when you watch on TV, but there's no applause. You walk out in complete silence and start your song, which is just a weird environment, especially for me. I've been playing music professionally for 10 years, and so there's usually not much that can go wrong at a show or performance for me. Even if I break a string or my voice cracks, it's still just a fun time and a great vibe between me and the audience. But this is this win or lose, you know, go big or go home scenario. So coming out there, it was pretty nerve-wracking, you know, prayers and all. It can only do so much when you come out of town. So I had my eyes closed for the first few notes, and I just got kind of overwhelmed, and I opened my eyes and saw the audience grooving with me, and I thought everything just got a little bit calmer, and then Christina turned around, and whew, it was all good after that.
that has to be so comforting when that first chair
it's pretty cool.
turns. That's awesome, man. Yep, well, go ahead, Nick.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. As soon as she turned around, it was just the weight of the world was off of me, and I could truly just enjoy myself in the moment.
Well, man, we are definitely rooting for you. Good luck to you, buddy. Yeah, you're going to do great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
Glad yeah. you got to share your story, and we're definitely stoked to see what happens. Continuing on The Voice, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Dick. We'll see you, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Nick Hagelin from The Voice, Team Pharrell. I said, ooh, girl. He's got that cool voice.
I don't want anybody to shock me like an electric eel. Stay away from me, eel.
The Voice. Number one show on TV. Yeah, I booked that interview with Nick Hagelin.
You did?
Hashtag Team Dex all the way. Interview wars continues. I believe Steve-O has an interview coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
That I do. Becky Baines. She is a writer. She is an editor for National Geographic Kids. We actually have copies of her latest book to give away, 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up. Maybe how to keep your balance. How to plan a party. How to safely build a fire. How to take care of a pet.
How to jump up and down.
Just teaching you some great things. Watch. Let's see. Boom! How to take care of your teeth. Let's be honest. Most kids, they don't know how to do
there's
that.
There's
come
some
on,
people
guys.
That don't know how to do that.
Gonna have some fun today.
Maybe I'm one of them. I don't know.
Okay. Well, when we come back, Judge Tao threw down the gauntlet on Interview Wars.
Yeah.
He changed it up this week.
He
so
did.
If you are just tuning in, you don't know what's going on, we will recap all that. And Steve-O keeps saying he's got something to share with me. I don't know what that is, but we'll see what it is when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Obama is taking part in bilateral talks with Cuban President Raul Castro in Havana.
This is a new day. Es un nuevo día.
The latest Apple event. A little different.
In Washington, every candidate running for president except Bernie Sanders, the pro-Israel AIPAC conference.
DraftKings and FanDuel agree to stop taking bets in New York State through the end of baseball season.
Marriott's new bid of $14 billion has been accepted by the Starwood Hotel Group.
The average cost of a gallon of regular gas climbed 25 cents in the past 4 weeks.
The FDA approves a new drug to treat anthrax infection.
Winter weather system drops snow across much of New England from Rhode Island, north to Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Daredevil has one of those opening scenes. The theme is so cool to watch.
Yeah, agreed. It is.
7:43, good morning.
High today of 79 degrees.
Thanks for joining us on this New Music Tuesday.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Teo.
More new music to play for you. Of course, we want your opinions. Facebook.com/star88FM. You want to check the roads real quick?
Why don't
what's
we?
Happening?
Let's check them.
Accident is off to the side, I-40 East at 4th Street. It's exit 159A. Also, an accident, I-40 West at Wyoming. That's exit 164. Also, a lot of road construction around town, so you guys be careful. That's your lookout.
Traffic!
Nice.
Well done.
Yeah. I feel like we should jump into our new music track.
So let's
get
this done.
Stoked for
long,
this
long,
one.
Long ago, I was in a band called Freshman 15 that eventually became Waverly. We signed up with this little publishing company in Nashville called Embassy Music and got to meet this kid, this little ginger kid. He was like 16 years old. He had long red hair. Mm-hmm. He looked like Aaron Gillespie, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
His name was Leland Mooring, and he had written some tracks when he was like 13 or 14.
Wow. He's a rad, rad dude.
Yeah, so he was in the same publishing company, and then he and his band got picked up by Provident. Essential Records. Eventually, we got picked up by the same record label, except we were Provident Flicker Records. So in the same family, Leland went on to put out a few records, and then a few years ago, kind of disappeared. He put out a record called The Great Awakening a few years ago and disappeared. But now he's back, and he's with Bethel Music. Bethel Music just put out a new live record last week, and there's a track called Lion and the Lamb featuring Leland. We wanted to feature it today. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Bethel Music, Lion and the Lamb.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
New Music Tuesday.
Yeah. Featuring Leland on vocals.
Oh, Leland.
kind of
so good to hear his voice again.
Yeah, the funny thing about Leland, what was the name of his first record? Tears of the Saints.
Not Sound of Melodies.
Tears of the
Sound
of Melodies.
Sound
of
Melodies. Yeah.
So it was a great record.
Tears of the Saints was the track that brought you to your knees.
True, incredible record. The funny thing about that is we were on Provident at the same time as him.
Yeah.
Provident had such a hard time getting Leland to do anything at radio, because all the radio stations around the country, they were like, yeah, it's great.
We were one of, I think, three.
Yeah. Nobody liked his voice.
Really?
Everybody thought his voice was too odd for Christian radio.
We brought him out here for like a part of a summer concert series, and they did worship out here, and they were seriously just like, thank you guys so much. Like, because no, I'm not even being funny.
Wow.
And we were blown away because we were like, oh my gosh, dude, this guy's this Sound of Melodies. Like, this is, I mean, come on. Yes, You Have. There was so many great songs on that record. And they were just amped because, yeah, nobody got it. And we were just kind of stoked that we were one of the few that got it, but then also sad because nobody got it.
Yeah.
Well, what are they saying? Anybody saying anything
people
about
digging it? Some people are kind of like, well, it sounds like every other worship track that you guys play. Mm-hmm. Timothy says, Big Daddy, we've covered this song at a concert last month. Here's the thing. This song is what I'm calling the new Good Good Father.
Yeah.
Because you've got a worship track. So with Good Good Father, Zealand Worship put it out, and then also Chris Tomlin covered it. This song, you've got the Bethel Music version. There's another worship band with a version of this song, and Big Daddy Weave has just released this song as a single.
Yeah.
So get ready to hear it at church all the time, guys. This is the new one.
Right. That's the new, yeah.
Yeah. Jacob says, miss this dude. Dig it. Brian says, me gusta. Dig it. Casey says, it's okay. And Nate says, no, sorry.
All right.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Good morning, everybody. 7:50.
High today of 79 degrees.
Real quick, Tao, why don't you recap in a nutshell what you told us yesterday?
Yeah, people are freaking out.
People be freaking.
My 12-year-old, he had to get out of the car before we announced the changes, and so I got home, and that's literally, he didn't say like, hello, father, it was good. It's good to see you today. I have missed you so. It was like, what happened with Interview Wars? What happened? I'm like, oh,
so
cool.
I got handed down from on high, quote, or at least the ops manager, that we needed to make Interview Wars, we need to streamline it a little bit, make it a little more official. So we kind of scrapped everything, all the points that had been...
Yeah, because I was clearly crushing Steve-O.
You were crushing. We kind of scrapped all that. Ish. We started yesterday. We started anew. We posted a picture. And today is the second day of the official interview wars. That's right. Dex just had his interview.
I did.
You had two this hour.
I had two this hour.
Do you need to answer the phone? Is that another interview you forgot you booked? Are you sure?
And here's the thing, guys.
The phone?
I'm not saying how it's going until the end of the week. And a lot of it depends on you. We're going to post a picture after Steve-O's interview, and you're going to go on, and you're going to say which interview you thought was better today.
Yeah, I booked Nick Hagelin. He's Team Pharrell on The Voice.
My favorite part was, hey, we got Nick Hagelin on the phone, and you're like, hello, Nick Hagelin with us. Oh, no. Took you 12 seconds to forget how to say his last name.
I got a lot going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm pushing buttons. I'm making sure I have the right prep up. There's a lot going on. I didn't hear him say that.
It is a very stressful job.
I did not hear him say
very
that.
Very stressful job.
Well, he was great. It was, I think, one of the greatest interviews we've ever had on the show. And, I mean, it's just the voice.
What?
It's just the voice. Okay. I mean, it's nothing special.
Hey, you know what? One. Stop pandering to the judge, okay?
That's me. I'm the judge.
Two, stop pandering to the people.
The people.
The people are smarter than that, I believe.
Yeah.
All right? I believe they see right through you.
Yeah.
They understand what you're trying to do. You're like, hey, guys, no, it's one of the greatest, blah, blah, blah. They don't need that. I would like to say I think our listeners are smart enough to understand when they are being puffed up and people are just trying to get votes out of them. We don't need that.
You are such a hypocrite.
Side note, I have a promo, if you will. Got a few interviews this week. Really excited about it. you know, just want to keep it clean. Obviously, it's in that time of year.
What does that even mean?
Well, you know, in the time of year where we're dealing with like all the crap we see on like CNN and everywhere, where people are at each other's throats, and it's like you've got the Republicans fighting, you got the Democrats fighting. And I'm like, dude, Texas is one of my best friends. Let's just have some fun. You know what I mean? So
he's lying out of his teeth.
On that note, buddy,
can you believe this?
Just super. Here, just will you just hit that?
Dex Toth, or Toth, if Dex is even his real name. He wants you to vote for him in interview wars. But did you know that in 2015, Dex was convicted of interview fraud?
What? Joining us on the show right now is a real-life astronaut.
Lies. Oh, his astronaut interview was definitely out of this world because it was imaginary.
Joey, you should have seen these two. I was in tears because they didn't know. They were both going, ever. Is this real?
Made up to fool voters like you.
That's right.
And your children.
Oh, bring the kids.
Deceiver. Why give your interview votes to a morning show host whose name doesn't even end with an O? The truth is not in him. What? Looks like it's time to take your own advice, Dex.
Time to lawyer up.
Come Friday, make the right choice. Vote for integrity, creativity, hard work, and a promise for economic stimulus.
You got it.
Vote Team Steve-O.
My name is Steve-O, and I approve this message.
Are you kidding me? Weird.
Sorry, I guess that was the wrong. That was weird. I thought it was for.
That sounded
well,
like.
Well, anyways, coming up, we got Becky Baines from National Geographic Kids. Going to be on the show. Sorry, I thought that was a promo for her book. 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up. I don't know where that came from. But we're going to be talking about how to be resilient.
But you said at the end you approved it.
How to deal with change. Just some great things coming up on my interview. Hashtag Team Steve-O.
Whoa. Good morning. I don't even know what to say to that.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what up? What up?
Bro, that was hilarious, but when that voice says deceiver, I'm going to wake up tonight, and that will be the thing of my nightmare.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Deceiver.
Yeah.
Well, dude, gosh. I got to be honest, dude. So where are we trending right now? Who's up?
I mean, the polls, we've got our pollsters, our teamsters out there on the streets.
What?
You know, just checking everything.
Yeah.
I hear tell that it's really close. It's neck and neck. I don't know who's in the lead right now.
Well,
and it's all in good fun. And, you know, nobody's,
can I
you
say
know,
it's something?
All, we're all just friends
can
here.
Can I
hashtag
Judge
Tail?
Can
yeah,
I say something?
Please.
You talk about me being a deceiver?
What? I didn't say that.
I'm the deceiver?
I didn't say that.
The light is not in me?
What?
Truth.
That was your promo.
That wasn't... Whoa. That was paid for by the people who want to see Steve-O elected.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with that.
Well, if you're listening right now and you just don't know who to go for.
Right.
Which, clearly, I think you know in your heart who you want to pick.
Obviously.
Especially,
I want to pick JC. Am I right?
Especially after you hear this.
Steve-O Jeter, a morning radio personality that you have grown to love over the years. A husband and a father of three. A prominent worship leader at Calvary Knob Hill. Steve-O wants you to vote for him in interview wars. But do you really know the real Steve-O Jeter? Back in 2007, the Buck and Dex Show caught Steve-O in a murderous lie, which has been hailed ever since as the Switchfoot Lie. Steve-O confessed that he was best friends with John from Switchfoot.
I'd give you John or Steven's cell phone numbers, but I don't do that with my friends. I don't want to.
The Switchfoot Lie. When Buck and Dex asked John if he knew Steve-O, this is what John had to say.
I can't remember Steve-O offhand, but I might. I don't know. I'm horrible with first names.
We confronted Steve-O, and he didn't have much to say.
What do I think?
You're red. Why are you blushing?
Maybe this is a chance to repent.
Do you need to repent?
Why don't you tell us the truth?
No, huh? I don't.
Confession time?
You got nothing?
Huh? No.
Wow.
Nothing?
Wow.
The Switchfoot Lie. You thought you knew the real Steve-O, but did you know that Steve-O has an anger problem?
Matthew, Steve-O, step away from the controls. I will take you down.
Oh boy!
Wow!
Yeah.
Well, just calm down.
I was just. Wow. Calm down. I can't believe you're that mad that
first
you.
First the lying and now the abuse.
Yeah, dude.
Now you're violent. Now he's violent all of a sudden.
Come Friday, make the right choice and vote for. Well, let's face it, the better man. Vote Team Dex because Dex knows stuff. Hashtag Team Dex.
Now you know the truth.
That was a decade ago.
We have to go to break.
That was a decade ago. You we'll can't drudge.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Steve-O Jeter lied about knowing John from Switchfoot. What else is Steve-O Jeter lying about? Only survivor of the Space Shuttle Challenger. He gave Rosa Parks his seat. He was the background singer for Under Pressure. Dug the Underground Railroad. He has a 95-mile-an-hour slap shot. Slapped Chuck Norris. Counted to infinity twice. Found Waldo. Won a fiddle of gold from the devil. Steve-O Jeter. A liar? You decide. Paid for by Dex Toth Industries. Hashtag Team Dex.
Good morning, everybody.
You have industries?
Yeah. What's up with that industry?
That's pretty cool.
And to be fair, I did find Waldo.
Liar. All lies.
You be the judge. Hey, I feel like the people understand when they hear slander. They know the truth.
Yeah. All talk, my friend. All
and if
talk.
You don't know the truth, coming up, we got copies of 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up. Well, number 57, how to spot a liar.
Hey.
That's weird. It looks like your photo.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Is that really number 57?
Number 57 is actually how to speak up.
Yeah, you just lied.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Just caught you. There you go. There you go. You guys are starting to really understand who the real Steve-O Jeter is. And I have more. Oh, yes. I have more.
Oh, man. So lame.
Somebody came very prepared today.
You know who's
today.
Fired? Daniel's fired.
Why?
Because had this whole plan. Had a great promo. Singular. And then somebody accidentally shared it with the wrong person. And the wrong person now has like 17 promos.
Actually, that is not true at all.
Oh, really? Oh, that yours aren't retaliatory? True. I watched The Good Wife.
Judge
Teo
actually can confirm this because after the show yesterday, I went to work.
He did.
And Steve-O left because he had to go to court.
Wait. Oh, gosh. That is true. Everything he just said is very true.
Why did you have to go to court, Steve-O?
Oh, man.
The sticker on my license plate fell off, and I had to go prove that I had registered. It was all dismissed.
Right.
Everything was taken care of. Actually, it's true.
Yeah.
It really was all dismissed. Everything was taken care of.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It was just a simple misunderstanding. But please, I understand how you guys like to twist the truth.
Steve-O had to leave early because he had to go to court, so I was working hard.
Who is you guys?
You know, they Democrats.
Anyways.
I guess all the Democrats just went to Team Dex.
I brought in
Good
Judge
on you,
Teo.
Steve-O.
After
That's
I
true.
Finished
That's true.
After I finished what I was working on, I brought in Judge Teo. Mm-hmm. And after he listened to it, because I wanted to make sure that it was okay, and I wanted him to approve it.
Yep.
I send it to our boss, Daniel. I want to make sure that my boss knows what I'm doing, the work I'm putting in, make sure that he's okay with everything I put in the promo. And about, I don't know when he sent it, but I woke up from a nap about 5 o'clock, and I had your promo in my inbox. Daniel felt bad for you and decided to come to your aid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the real story.
That's funny because I have a text conversation with DJ Bossman Dan about how we need to do political ads because it'd be hilarious for the show.
Good morning.
It's weird. What's up, guys?
Cool boy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I need help.
What's up?
I just got pulled over. They said I was doing 39 and a 25, which was kind of impossible because of this turn, and the cop was coming at me driving, flipped the U-turn, pulled me over. I'm at the side of the road. I pulled over, you know, and the weird thing is today I forgot my wallet. So I didn't even have my license on me, which was cool. I gave him my name, and it popped up. You know, I don't know how he knows my address and all that crap, but it's on the paper. Mm-hmm. He's like, do you want to pay the fine or take it to court? And I said, I want to take it to court. I don't get how you can even clock me at that when I just didn't get it. So
yeah.
What do you do at court? How do you fight that? What do you do?
Well,
Steve-O would know.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Usually if I get pulled over, which is very rare, it's been years since I got a ticket.
Right?
And it's like, I was like, dude, no. I've never taken it to court before, but this time I'm like, no, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you do, man? And I don't have a smartphone, so I couldn't have looked it up real quick, you know?
That's okay. See, and that's another thing. You can say, Your Honor, I don't even have a smartphone, if you will. So I'm not texting and driving. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm obeying the laws of the land. I don't understand.
Yeah, and you know, what's funny. One of the people in the neighborhood were walking by, and he's all with his dog, and his old man, he's all, maybe you'll respect our neighborhood now. And then I go, yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right, pool boy. Here's the deal.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's the deal. You if you want to fight this, then you have to go before the judge,
and then you have to set up
an arraignment, or I don't know what it's called, but you're going to have to actually speak to the judge if you want to fight this.
Yeah.
So I know. I mean, but is it going to be I go there, then they're going to set another court date?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably.
God, I should have just...
But maybe not. Maybe they'll take care of it right
there.
No,
dude, you don't pay it, especially if you weren't driving that fast and
just pay it. Just pay it.
No, stop it, lazy. No.
Pay it and move on. You broke the law.
And what they're doing is it's an entrapment thing because he goes, yeah, we were here all day yesterday, and I pulled over all kinds of cars, and I was like, oh, you jerk.
Were you breaking the law?
Dude, you know what? Maybe I was going 30. Maybe.
Were you breaking the law?
I was not going 39 miles an hour in a 25 on a turn.
Well, if he has a radar gun, hey, pool boy, if he has a radar gun, then he can actually pull up that information to show that you were going that fast.
This is what he said, too. He said you came on the radar before I even seen you.
Exactly. That's what happens.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe it was a car that just...
You can't fight that, pool boy. If he has that... I mean, maybe you could call his bluff. Maybe he doesn't have that information. But at the same time, if he does, then you're going to have to pay it. Just pay it. You know what to do. Just pay it.
No, stop it. You go to court and you fight that because chances are if you set a court date and the officer doesn't even show up, it gets dismissed anyways, okay? And if the officer does show up, there are ways that you can go about it. Like maybe you go to driving school. Maybe there are things that you can do because, one, you don't want that on your record. Two, you don't need to pay a stupid fine, especially if you weren't speeding. So, no, don't listen to him. I'm a man of the people there, pool boy.
Are you really going to want to have to go to driving school, pool boy? Didn't think so. Okay. Then go and pay it
and
move on.
Find convenience. You're so lazy. You just want the convenience and the couple hundred dollar
fine. I'm a realist.
Okay.
No, a couple hundred dollars? I hope not. The last ticket I got years back was only $60.
Only. That's a lot of money, man, in this economy. You know, you got a family to think about. You fight it.
Pool boy.
Fight the powers.
Let's go for it. We got to go, buddy.
It be.
Love you, man.
Love
Sorry
you.
That happened.
Love you. Public enemy.
Well, you break the law.
Public enemy number one.
You do the crime, you do the time. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh, if he... Oh, my gosh. Both of you gave him advice. Pool boy, good luck. That's all I got to say.
The only reason I know anything about this right now is because my wife recently had to deal with this.
True.
No, I'm being serious.
Well, you did.
She didn't
yesterday.
Know what to do, so she jumped on Facebook. Yeah, but mine was different. Mine was, hey, your tag is expired. Oh, well, it's registered. Bring the registration.
How long were you driving around without your tags?
Bring the. Oh, I don't know. I don't know when the sticker fell.
Probably a couple years. Couple years, everyone. That's Steve-O Jeter. Hashtag Team Dex.
We are destroying each other. People are just going to hate us.
No, it's okay.
Teo's coming out on top.
It's all fun. It's all fun, you guys.
It's okay.
8:35.
Yeah, tell that to Victoria because I think she's a little worried about us because we're being
Victoria,
really
we
weird
are fine.
And silly.
We're fine. 8:35, Steve-O booked Becky Baines, 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up from Nat Geo Kids. So this would be a fun little interview for, I think, anybody, actually. I was reading this book, and there's some things in here that, you know, I need to learn.
Yeah.
I'm 36. I don't know some of these things.
Phone lines are jammed. And coming up, I got to call our friend Tim. He he hit us up last week, and I definitely wanted to get him on because you may not know about this month, but it's a very special month, at least here in the state of New Mexico. I just want to be a man of the people. So coming up a little later on the show today, we're going to be talking with Tim Gallagher.
Such a politician.
So he's going to be helping us. It's part of Interview Wars. It does count.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi, I have some advice for the guy that got the ticket.
Okay.
My mom's a police officer here in Roswell, so this is good advice. I agree that he needs to go to court and fight it, because if he doesn't, then, I mean, he's stuck paying, and it goes on his record, and the chances are the cop's not going to show up to court, so he just needs to do it.
Okay, well, if he does show up to court...
That's exactly what I said!
Okay, but...
Did nobody hear my advice?
Pool boy, if he does show up to court and you were going 39 miles an hour, you, my friend, are guilty.
Okay, but he says, you know, he was maybe going 30. He can say that to the judge, and the judge will probably believe him and just disregard it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much for
the call. As long as he doesn't show up.
Thank you.
As long as he doesn't show up.
Just saying.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who said pay for the ticket?
I said pay for the ticket.
Okay, if you pay for the ticket and it doesn't go on your record.
Okay.
And if you go to driving school, it gets dropped from your record.
Wow. It sounds like everybody who's called in has totally been on my side for advice. Thank you so much for the call. All right. We got to move on.
Wait.
Going to make a phone call here.
Did you hang up on that?
Yeah. As soon as I
sorry, caller. He hung up on you.
I'm just trying to get
guys. I just want to give you a little bit of a description of my life right now. I'm just sitting over here looking at all this stuff thinking, good grief, why? You know, it's New Music Tuesday. We could at least play the song in the background.
Okay, let's do that. We'll do that. We'll play the song, and then you can get your friend on the phone.
Being a man of the people. Just want to help.
Who are we gonna play?
This is a
pool boy. You threw the whole show off.
No, it's perfect because it'll just prove my point as to how I am a man of the people. Coming up after the song, we're gonna be talking with Tim. He works for the.
We're not even gonna disappear. Just play the song. In the background.
Enforcement program.
This is Joel Vaughn. It's Wide Awake. I wish I was right now. I could handle this, but I'm not.
Joel Vaughn, Wide Awake, on New Music Tuesday.
That's right.
That's right. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/star88FM. You can tell us what you think about this song. But right now, we've got somebody on the phone. Steve-O is called a friend, I guess.
It is Interview Wars. And this week, Dex has been throwing out some slanderous commercials about me, you know, and I just wanted to show how I am a man of the people. Uh-huh. I am here to help you. Pool Boy called in from Las Cruces, and, you know, even though we live in a different city here in New Mexico, I'm for the people of New Mexico, hashtag Team Steve-O. On the phone with us right now, his name is Tim. He works for the administrative of the court's warrant enforcement program, and you may or may not have heard about this, but March is actually Safe Surrender Month, so just wanting to shed some light on maybe not only how to help Pool Boy, but how to help anyone out there who is dealing with similar issues. Maybe they got a ticket, they don't know how to handle it. Tim, are you there?
I am. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for being a part of the show. I know it's very busy down at the administrative of the court, so tell us a little bit about what you do first.
It's administrative office of the courts, DAOC, and we're the warrant enforcement program. We're a centralized team, and basically we help defendants come into compliance at the magistrate court level. So if you have failed to pay for a fine, failed to appear for court, you know, you're an upstanding citizen, this doesn't happen a lot, you don't really know what to do, you would call us. We help you come into compliance. We figure out what you need to be doing. But our central team works for the entire state. So we're housed in Rio Rancho, but the rest of my team is in Las Cruces.
Okay.
And then our central office is in Santa Fe.
So talk a little bit about March being Safe Surrender Month. What does that mean for people who maybe they had a parking ticket or whatever the ticket is and totally forgot to go to court, forgot to pay it, and now are outside of the law? What can they do?
The month of Safe Surrender, what it's designed to do is to create a friendly environment in court. I know that's hard. It's like an oxymoron, but it's to let you know to come on in and see the judge. 9 times out of 10, and I'll even say more than that, 10 times out of 10, if you go in and talk to the judge, you'll be okay. If you need more time to pay, that can be done. If you need community service in lieu of your fines and fees, that can be done.
Awesome.
If you need to set up a new court date, that can be done. It's staying in contact with the court. That's how you're going to get past these things. We don't want to throw people in jail. The judge doesn't want to throw people in
jail. And neither do I, Tim. Neither do I. Hashtag Team Steve-O.
Tim, I'm sorry you've been drawn into this. I think you've been used as a... Much like a pawn in a chess game. I feel like you've been used.
Oh, no, no. I'd like to ask Tim, since you brought that... I'm glad you brought that up. Tim, you obviously are a man of the people. Who would you say you would throw your hashtag for? It's okay. You can be honest, man. I know Dex is here. It's a little difficult.
I'm going to go hashtag the judge because I think he's got the toughest job.
Thanks, bud.
Out of all this right here. You guys both do a great job interviewing y'all, and I appreciate that, buddy. Listening to both of you. I really do.
Thanks, Tim. Where can people go to get more information? Where could they, you know, if they are interested in this, they want to take part in the Safe Surrender program, if you will, what do they need to do?
You can contact our office at 505-896-9494. The Las Cruces office is 575-524-5860, and you can also go on nmcourts.gov, case lookup. You can pay your fines and fees there if that's all you need to do, and any information. We'll be glad to help you. March is Safe Surrender Month. Bring yourself in. Come to the court. Get into compliance, and we'll help you move forward.
Just helping the streets of Albuquerque. Thank you so much, Tim, for taking time out of your busy schedule. Awesome.
No problem. Glad to do it.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim, very much.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Man, just a man of the people.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Nothing against Tim at all. I love what he's doing. I love the information that he threw out. Really? Really?
Oh, I guess you just don't care about people who maybe, you know, maybe they're a stay-at-home mom, a single mom, and they didn't make it to the courthouse, and now there is a warrant out for their arrest. It's very scary verbiage on the ticket that says, hey, if you don't show up at this time, we're going to put a warrant out for your arrest. There's going to be a $100 fine. Your license is going to be revoked. There's a lot of scary verbiage there, and normal citizens who aren't used to breaking the law, unlike you, don't know what to do, so they're like,
you
where
just
do
went
I
to
go?
Court yesterday.
What do I do? Exactly. And you know what? It was scary. Uh-huh. I'm not used to being in that environment like you. I don't go to court all the time because I'm not a bad person like you. So for me, it was, what do I do? Where can I go? And that's where people like Tim Gallagher come in and the administrative offices of the court and their warrant enforcement program. So shout out to those in New Mexico who are doing great things for the people.
Hey, you see your hand?
I got both of them right here.
Will you make a fist?
Making it.
Will you
punch
that
myself
fist
in the face?
And, boom, 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 boom. I want you to take that fist and punch me in the face.
Guys, we are on 88.3 FM, which is the education band.
I'm
just saying, you know, that right there is called an issue. And we,
you can punch
we bring
me one more time
issues
in the face,
to the people.
Okay,
that was like five.
That was Daredevil punch.
Hashtag Team Steve-O. Phone lines are jammed. That's weird.
I don't want to take any more calls.
That's weird. Here, I got it. Yeah. Hey, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, so... when it comes to tickets, I have one little tip, and I actually agree with Dex on this one.
Oh! I'm sorry, you're breaking up there. Hello?
He just hung up on you.
Hello?
Steve-O just hung up on you, sir.
How's it going?
It's going good. I just want to say that was a good interview, and I enjoyed it, and that really gave me a lot of...
You can't dump that!
What did I do? What happened?
Stop dumping things!
I twitched.
You had a twitch.
I had a twitch. I had to stretch my arm out, and I accidentally hit the button.
Sorry, there was actually a human being who was just like,
okay.
You know. All right, we're done talking about that, okay? Because I'm ready to fall asleep.
I am tired.
I know.
I have hit a wall, or at least the walls hit me.
We got a lot to do. I had this great story coming up about a woman who texted a baby announcement, and things went awry, and it, I can't even do the story now. My name didn't happen this morning.
Just love, just feeling so convicted.
Just loving
the courts.
Word awry. Okay. Steve-O, when is your interview?
8:35. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we should take a break now and come back.
Because Steve-O has another snoozer.
Wow.
Becky Baines, 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up.
From National Geographic Kids.
Yay.
Sorry, I forget that I'm about people and you're just selfish and self-absorbed and if it's not entertainment, it can't be good.
Yeah, I book high-profile celebrities.
Like Nick, what's his name? From The
from
Voice?
From The Voice, that's his number one show on TV right now.
What's his last name? What's his last name?
Number one show.
What's his last name?
Why does it... Hagelainen.
Hagelagen? Hagelagen?
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President Obama is taking part in bilateral talks with Cuban President Raul Castro in Havana.
This is a new day. This is a nuevo día.
The latest Apple event. A little different.
In Washington, every candidate running for president, except Bernie Sanders, the pro-Israel AIPAC conference.
DraftKings and FanDuel agree to stop taking bets in New York State through the end of baseball season.
Marriott's new bid of $14 billion has been accepted by the Starwood Hotel Group.
The average cost of a gallon of regular gas climbed 25 cents in the past 4 weeks.
The FDA approves a new drug to treat anthrax infection.
Winter weather system drops snow across much of New England from Rhode Island, north to Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Good morning. If you're hanging out with us right now, good time for you guys to go take a little bathroom break. Go get a coffee.
No, this is it's
Steve-O's
turn.
Get some things done here. Good time because coming up here in just a few minutes, Becky Baines, 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up. From Nat Geo Kids, Snooze Fest.
Snooze Fest?
Is what's happening in about 3 minutes.
Wow.
You know what? I'll give you mad props if you make this interview good. If you can turn this interview around, because let's face it, this
interview
is not that cool.
It's really funny. Number 52, how to improvise in any situation. I feel like today is going to be some serious... improvising on your part. Backtracking your words, maybe.
Okay. You know what? I'll give you mad respect if we can turn it around.
All right.
Good morning. Hello?
Hello. You have an interview with Becky Baines?
We do!
Thank you, sir. Joining you now. Hi.
Hey, Becky!
Hello, Becky.
How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Doing
how are you?
Good.
I'm doing well.
I am really, really stoked you are on the show today. Becky, I'm just going to cut right to the chase and be very real with you. You are on with Steve-O, Teo, and Dex. Now, Dex and I are just in a bitter battle right now called Interview Wars, where we're trying to one-up each other with, fun guests and cool ideas. And I saw 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up, and one, being a father of three, lost my mind because I thought it was the coolest idea ever. And two, just wanted to prove that Dex doesn't know what he's doing. So welcome to the war. Welcome.
Thank you. I feel like a lot of pressure now to make this a really exciting
interview. I'm not
going to
lie. There's no pressure. Don't screw this up. I'm just kidding.
Hey, listen, this is Teo. I'm the third guy in this equation. I'm the, quote, judge.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for you right now.
I learned
at a young age that one of the things you have to learn before growing up is life is just a disappointing, unfair battle every single day. Yeah. And now you're caught in it.
Where was that?
In your
book. Was that number 101? How life is constantly an uphill struggle?
You know, there are some things that we opted to leave out of the book because kids should just find out for themselves that
there you go.
Good plan.
The tedious, mundane part of adulthood.
Right.
So let's talk about card tricks. Number 38 in the book.
Wow. I just flipped to that page. Stop trying to steal it.
Oh, my God.
So you took part in this amazing book, 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up. And what inspired you to want to write these things out?
Yeah, so this is our third book in a series. We had 100 Things to Do and then 100 Things to Make You Happy. And this is the obvious next step because, you know, we think that there is definitely a checklist that kids should tackle in order to turn, you know, from happy kids into well-rounded adults. Like I said, we don't tell them the downsides of adulthood. But, yeah, there's anything in here from how to study to how to be a gracious winner to, as you mentioned, card tricks. I feel like that's the key to, you know, impressing at work parties for sure. That and how to balance a spoon on your nose, which is number 21.
I love it.
Speaking of balancing, how about balancing a budget? Is that in there? Every kid should know that.
That is. Yeah, no, it's how to manage your money is one of them, and that's the one that I got to, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely not an adult yet, so
yeah, that's me
there's
too.
Always time.
I'm with you.
What age would you recommend that kids learn how to pump gas? Because on page 8, you have a section on how to pump gas, and I remember my son, the first time I allowed him to pump gas, because I was thinking, you know what, yeah, he can't drive, but you know what, I can teach him how to pump some gas, and he almost lit himself on fire.
Did you allow him to light a match at the same time?
I know. I was going to say, maybe this is why this book is so incredible and important, because dummy parents like you, Dex.
Well, I don't know where you're from, Miss Lady, but Dex is from Montana. And
yeah.
Generally, there's just a fire around. You can look around and, oh, there's,
yep,
exactly.
There's smoke coming out of the earth.
Pretty much.
Another fire.
So, looking at
that
though.
That is something we did not take into account on the how to pump gas one. I think part of this is how to know responsibly when your kids are ready to let them take on these challenges, and it sounds like Dax's kid may need a few more years.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's 27, Dax. His son, but I'm just kidding.
He's 14.
Okay.
He's 14.
But I love these because not to get serious on it, but my father passed away when I was 6 years old, so I was raised by a single mom who was working, who was doing a ton of stuff. So it was kind of like, you know, back then, neighborhood kids. I was raised by other neighborhood kids as we were just kind of trying to figure things out on our own. And so some of the things in here, like how to have thicker skin, I think is something that is vitally important to instill in a child, because not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody's going to think you have the best ideas or that you're the greatest. So, were there any in here, like, you know, having thicker skin or some to you that were just personal and you thought, man, this is vitally important for a child?
Yeah, you know, every child has a different, you know, experience in their childhood, whether they've lost a parent or both parents work full time. There are some lessons that some kids learn naturally that others that, you know, may have a parent home full time, and, you know, have that supervision constantly may not have to figure out on their own quite as quickly. So I do think that it's really, really important that you teach kids at a young age that they will have, you know, challenges, they will have adversity in their lifetime, and they'll need to know how to handle it. So I think that one's a great one, how to deal with change.
Yeah.
Like I said, how to be a gracious winner and loser. One of my favorites, I think, is, you know, they call this the trophy generation, which I think kind of gives kids a bad rap. I know a lot of kids out there doing.
I have three kids, two of them in baseball, and everyone gets a trophy.
Are you serious?
It's like, you lose, you suck, and it's like, oh, no, man. What are you talking about? 14th place. Hey, good job, buddy. Here's a 14th place trophy. You're like, 14th place? You guys didn't even show up. How about you play next time? I agree with you, trophy generation.
I don't know if that's what you were saying,
so
but he agrees.
There are a lot of kids out there who are used to kind of handing these things or having these things handed to them. And so I think that one of my favorites in the book is how to figure out something on your own.
Yeah.
I think kids and adults these days are really quick to turn to a source to help them instantly before thinking it through and seeing if they can accomplish it. And, you know, that for young kids builds confidence when they figure out something on their own and they accomplish it on their own. So I think that's a really, really important one. But there's also how and when to ask for help, because sometimes, you know, not necessarily safe to figure it out on your own, especially if you're in Montana pumping gas. So
was it literally just YouTube.com? Like, that's how it was? Like, after figure something out on your own, and when you're frustrated, YouTube.com. That's where I go for everything.
How to YouTube.
That should be the next one, how to YouTube.
How to YouTube. Literally just type anything in, you will find a how-to video.
Did you put a how to become a YouTube star in there?
To shine like the star you are is actually in there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But we're talking with Becky Baines.
I want to know how to shine.
She has a book called 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up from Nat Geo Kids, and I was reading your book today. And I stumbled upon page, tip number 77 on how to build an awesome pillow fort.
Yes.
Yes.
See,
when I was a child,
you.
I grew up in a junkyard, and I lived next to a lumberyard.
Montana.
So I used to build the most epic forts ever, and I never actually built a pillow fort.
Oh, man, you missed out then.
I was going to say.
I'm kind of jealous of your situation, because I think a junkyard at your disposal as a kid would probably be delightful.
It was amazing.
But
I don't know. Have you seen Making a Murderer?
Yeah.
Murderer guy had a junkyard.
I have.
Yep. Don't put that in the book.
See, yes, that is definitely not in the book.
Good.
But I love what you just said. Hey, you never made a pillow fort? Guess what? You have a book. You can now. Like, you've got three kids. Let's build one with the kiddos. And I think for me, that was a lot of why I loved this book so much, was because I have three sons. And like I said, I didn't have a dad to show me all these things or to do these things with me. And so now I can, in turn, maybe I missed out on it, but I can experience it for the first time through the eyes of my children,
you know,
as we pass
hold on
this
a second.
On.
You know what? If I was a kid and my dad wanted to play with me in the fort, I would have, no. Dad, no, get
That's
out.
That's weird. I guess my kids just enjoy me being around.
Okay.
You know.
Thank you again for this interview. And I'm so glad that somebody else in this world gets to know my pain. I wish that maybe you and I could write a book together. How to live in a world where your co-hosts fight each other all the time and
no,
you just sit there.
Here's the best part. Number 69, how to talk to adults. Mm-hmm. Because adults can be a little terrifying at first. And sometimes, you know, maybe Dex's kids, they just need to read that so they can learn how to talk to dad. Because, you know, he's just never around.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, kids talking to adults, adults always think they're right. We know as adults that's not necessarily the case. So that's a good one. But it was nice talking to you guys.
You guys,
thank you,
Becky.
Thank
you are amazing.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Becky Baines, National Geographic Kids. 100 things to know before you grow up. Guess what? We have copies to give away.
Hey, there you go.
Copies to give away.
Okay, we really don't, because I think those were for us. So, because I want my copy.
Oh, you do?
You can have a copy.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. That's mine.
Hey, no, I was kidding.
Do you want your copy?
No, I'm good. I know how to build a
Here,
pillow
I think
for
my,
it.
I have a friend who wants a copy.
Oh, my
can
gosh. No!
Can I?
Stop it. You're trying to sabotage my
I'm
interview.
Not trying to sabotage nothing.
Poor Becky.
Nothing.
What do you think? What do you think of that interview?
I can't reveal
no,
things
can't
until the end.
Like
remember,
that.
That's a new rule.
Well, by the look of Teo's face right now, not looking good for Steve-O.
Thanks for calling my face ugly.
Oh, man, you beat me to it. Wow, weird.
It's a good thing that I'm confident and know that you're wrong.
That's right, and if you weren't, I got a book that'll help you be confident.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to say that was a fun interview.
Hey.
I know my girls were looking forward to it, and I'm going to have to podcast it because they're at school now. But
yeah.
Right. Yeah, we were looking forward to that one.
So. Awesome!
I wouldn't
thank
waste
you.
Hey, wait. What's your name?
My name's David.
You want a copy of these like a copy of this book?
Yes.
Yeah, I would love that.
All right,
yeah.
Stay
hang on
the
line, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna hook
awesome.
You up.
Don't
thank
hang
you.
Up.
There you go. Oh man, good job there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Aaron.
How are you? How are you guys? Hey.
You know, just you know,
fair to Midland.
Talking about 100 things to know before you grow up. It's stimulating radio.
Oh, wow.
So, I have an idea. I'd like to participate in interview wars.
Okay. As a guest or as a
No, not interviewer. As a guest, as a participant.
Oh. Okay.
I want to play. I kind of feel left out. I kind of feel like you guys should have invited me along this ride anyway.
Buck, you're out building legacies right now.
You don't have a radio show anymore.
I am building legacies right now, but I know I don't have a radio show.
This is embarrassing.
What are you, why are you rubbing salt in the wound, dude?
Oh,
dang.
Man.
Are you okay?
Dex.
Are you all right?
Hey.
Do you miss me?
So listen. I booked the first interview. They're going to be calling tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
What?
Yeah.
You can't do
are
that.
Are we not allowed to know who's calling in?
No, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
It's a lady named Gladys Friedman. And she's from Wisconsin, and the subject matter is cheese, the silent killer.
Okay, yes, acceptable.
Cheese, the silent
See?
Killer?
As judge, I accept this interview.
Aaron, don't say her name again because I wrote it down because I pay attention.
Oh.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
8 a.m. tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's important, man. I mean, you know, you have radon, the silent killer, asbestos, mesothelioma.
Yeah.
You know, and this lady is tackling she's tackling a serious subject that a lot of people just overlook. She's the silent killer.
I believe it.
Yeah. So,
does that mean you're coming in tomorrow because you're going to conduct the interview?
No, I'm just lining it up for you. You guys can
there
knock
you
it
go.
Down.
Oh, okay. There you go. Power there play. You go. You're like a mercenary.
We don't need you to do that.
Thanks, man. I'll take it.
But I'll be listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buck.
Why'd you hang up on him? Hung up on, which is hilarious. We just got a comment on Facebook that's from CJ that says, well, since I got hung up on by the people's person, definitely hashtag Team Dex. George says, bad Dex for hanging up on me. Steve-O, I think you need 5 points for him hanging up on the people.
Steve-O's the one who was controlling the phone.
Or that George understands that it wasn't me.
Don't know what's going on there. It's not me. Steve-O was answering the phone calls during that time and hung up on you.
Shout out to Sharonda, who just said this morning show is amazing. Thanks for the laughs, guys. Hey. She even said Team Dex, but you know what? I wanted to share it because you're welcome. We're having a good time. We really are having a good time.
Having a great time.
I really thought that was a promo we were about to go to break. That's just Whistling
Dixie over here, guys.
We got to get into our new music track, and then Tao's going to come back with some headlines.
Awesome. This is West of Here. The track is called Kingdoms. Enjoy it, and then talk about it on Facebook. Build our fences.
That's West of Here. It's called Kingdoms. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. All I got to do is go to our Facebook page, Star 88 FM, and like us and tell us what you think of West of Here. What are they saying?
Some people are digging it, some people are not digging it, kind of both sides of the fence there. So it's really important that you guys make your voices heard. The big focus of today, despite it being New Music Tuesday, is Interview Wars. That's another thing I want you to make your voice heard about. It all happens on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Because now we've heard both interviews for Interview Wars today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to post a new Team Steve-O versus Team Dex picture.
Okay.
And you guys, just like we did with the Batman one, go and comment on this picture. Tell us whose interview you thought was best. Let's see. Dex had the guy from The Voice.
Nick Hagelin.
And Steve-O had Brandy...
Becky Brains.
Also Tim Gallagher.
Gosh, I also had the lead singer of Candlebox.
Yeah, yours doesn't count. That doesn't
Kevin
count.
Martin. Remember, we already settled that doesn't. Yeah. That one's not going to count.
Tim, however, did because he even chimed in and said,
"Nope, that doesn't count either."
Wait, why not?
Does it count? Wasn't planned.
It was planned though.
When
he emailed me a week ago.
I saw the email this morning.
No, let me go back to the email from a week ago.
Haven't promoted it at all?
Uh-huh.
You have to do that. That's all part of the interview.
It felt like an interview of convenience.
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Was he talking
March
to
is
to
Safe
you?
Surrender
Were
Month.
He, was he talking to you when he emailed?
Yeah. Look, he even said he wanted
matter.
To get that.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, oh, sorry. P.S. If anyone gets a point for this, I hope it's Steve-O.
No, the That's thing, weird. It, what happened was Pool Boy called in. If Pool Boy wouldn't have called in with his ticket, would you have interviewed Tim today, Steve-O, honestly?
Not today, you're right. Not today.
Okay, we're not counting it.
Okay.
Okay,
fine. Interview Wars.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Dex cut you off with that interview.
Sorry, Judge, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. Neither are you both. You walking up.
Guys, sad news. Sad news. We got a an email in somebody saying that we're just bickering. Yeah, they said I used to listen to you guys all the time when I did my workout because it was cool, uplifting Christian music with short discussion in between.
They liked old school.
Sometimes you guys and the woman talked about Christ in your faith. Yes,
the woman.
Something's changed because the last few times I've come to your station, it's blah, 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 blah. More talk.
I hope she goes to
no
jail.
Music. Now, today I got so frustrated, I went to K-Love.
Oh,
you guys
gosh.
Were bickering about who was lied to and who had the better promo, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a couple of teenage girls. You've been talking for so long, I listened to two or three songs at K-Love, and when I came back, you're still antagonizing each other. I want the old format back. It was uplifting Christian music. And I enjoyed it.
She's so cute.
Streaming us from New Britain, Connecticut. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening from Connecticut. I think Kayla's going to be right up your alley.
I agree. It's pretty awesome.
So I'm going to post the new picture for Interview Wars just in just a moment. Go to our Facebook. You can say Team Steve-O or Team Dex.
Awesome. Go ahead, buddy.
Do you find yourself nodding off in traffic while listening to boring amateur radio? Well, look no further. Dex from the Morning Invasion brings you Interview Wars. Hashtag Team Dex. Team Dex. Hashtag Team Dex. Dex totally has your back. Like this interview with Beverly from ABC's The Goldbergs. Interview Wars.
I'm so glad you like it.
Interview Wars. Interview Wars. Hashtag Team Dex. Hashtag Team Dex. Struggling with your weight? Dex booked renowned author / nutritionist Cheryl Fulberg from NBC's The Biggest Loser.
Wait,
because
what?
He cares. He cares. Interview
Wars. That was
Dex
my interview.
Booked an astronaut.
An astronaut. No.
Hang on, we're listening to something.
Are you a Sons of Anarchy fan? Then you're going to love the Interview Dex book with Theo Ross, who played Juice from Sons of Anarchy. Or how about the motion capture actor TJ Storm that has done many films including Godzilla, Avatar, Star Trek, and Tron. Now that's a great interview. Loved Lord of the Rings? How about Dominic Monaghan? Dex booked him, so if you're looking for the best morning radio in the universe, then look no further. Dex totally has your back. Hashtag Team Dex.
You can't do that.
What are you talking about?
You can't.
I feel like that was a pretty well-made promo.
I appreciate that, Judge Tail.
I don't know where you get these voices.
You stole mine. You can't
pay a lot of money for that
my interviews.
Paid a lot of money for this advertising.
Wow. That's okay.
If you want to just give me a hashtag Team Dex over at our Facebook page for Interview Wars, I'd appreciate it. Because, you know, I'm ready for this to be over as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
On Friday...
It's Good Friday.
It will be over.
It's a good Friday.
By the way, don't forget, on Friday, you guys can come down and donate blood.
Yeah. I'm donating blood. I'm donating more blood.
The war on
bloodlessness. I'm donating 3 pints.
Wait,
how many pints are you
donating?
I came
up with something. Join the war on bloodlessness.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, so you can donate your blood and the bloodlessness will stop.
bloodlessness.
All right, we have to jump into a couple headlines before the break.
Say it. A flight attendant in L.A. got pulled aside by the TSA on Friday because she looked nervous.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Then she tried to run out the door.
What?
You never run out the door at an airport.
But she left her bag.
Oh.
They found 60 pounds of cocaine in her bag.
Okay.
Wait, 60 pounds?
Pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of coke. And I'm not talking about a vending machine.
Okay.
We got a clip here. A retired dentist in Florida says someone's stolen 7 of his cats over the past year, and he's offering a $20,000 reward if they're returned safely.
Between March of last year and February of this year, 7 of my cats have been stolen from the adjacent parking lot. And the last straw effort was to try and put an ad in the Sun Sentinel with a $20,000 reward to see if I could get someone to flush out and let me know what's going on. They're like my children. Imagine you're watching. You know, imagine one of your children disappears, and then a month or two later, another one disappears. Someone knows something, and I'm hoping they're going to be willing to step forward and give somebody up in exchange for the reward. It's a bribe.
$20,000 reward?
That's a lot of...
For cats?
It's a lot of cashola, my friend.
How many cats?
I don't know. I'll give him beans and panda for $20,000.
7 cats? $20,000 reward?
7 cats.
7 of his cats.
Okay.
It's okay, friendos. It's okay. The Go-Go's... Big time 80s band doing a farewell tour in August.
Really?
But it won't feature the full classic lineup. Kathy Valentine left the group in 2012 in a dispute over money. Maybe she should find those cats. Former UFC champ Randy Couture says he helped save a family who got into a car crash in Mexico. UFC legend Randy Couture says he jumped into action to pull a family from a flipped vehicle in Mexico Sunday, rescuing several people trapped in their ride after crashing near Cancun. This is from TMZ Sports. We spoke with Couture, who confirmed he had just landed in Mexico to work on the movie Bruja and was on his way to his hotel when he looked up and this minivan went off the road.
Wow.
Rolled over twice into the jungle. That's not something you hear every
day. Do you know where you are?
You're in the jungle, baby.
Okay, thanks. My driver pulled over and called the police. We burst into the woods and helped the two women and the kid.
I wish he would have said that. Just like ran up to the door and just ripped it off its hinges and said, "Do you know where you are?" They're like, "What? Do ma'am, do you know where you are? I just, you're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die."
No, why would he say that? He's
trying. Hey, it's the next. You don't make the next.
Guys, don't ever save somebody, Steve-O.
Welcome to the jungle.
Make sure one of us is there.
That
if you're gonna
Steve-O
save
that
somebody.
Said that. Hashtag Team Dex. Steve-O just said all of that.
Okay. Yeah, if you're a Guns N' Roses.
Back
man.
To the actual story. The vehicle was on its side, so everyone was climbing out the side door. One of the women seemed like she was in shock. She was really weak. So Randy says he carried her out of the van into the road. I wanted to get everyone away from the car because I was concerned it might catch fire. There were all these fluids leaking from the van. All six people in the car were okay. No serious injuries. There was some blood from some scratches. Once they were back on the road, everybody knew they were okay. We left and continued on to the hotel.
Love stories like that, man.
Good job, Randy.
When we come back, we'll update you on the deadly explosions that rocked Brussels.
Man.
A Brussels airport.
Yeah.
It is not good.
Nope.
Guys, be praying for Brussels. Another terrorist attack. When we come back.
It's time for the morning invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Dex Toth or Todd. If Dex is even his real name, he wants you to vote for him in interview wars. But did you know that in 2015, Dex was convicted of interview fraud?
Joining us on the show right now is a real-life astronaut.
Lies. His astronaut interview was definitely out of this world because it was imaginary.
Joey, you should have seen these two. I was in tears because they didn't know. They were both going, "Is this real?"
Made up to fool voters like you and your children.
Okay.
Deceiver. Why give your interview votes to a morning show host whose name doesn't even end with an O?
True story.
And the truth is not in him. Looks like it's time to take your own advice, Dex.
Time to lawyer up.
Come Friday, make the right choice. Vote for integrity, creativity, hard work, and a promise for economic stimulus. Vote Team Steve-O.
My name is Steve-O, and I approve this message.
Hi, gang. I'm Steve-O, and I approve this message.
Here, let me help you.
Man of the people, I want to make sure Tam's mic is on.
Hey, Tam.
Tam, what's happening?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
How goes it?
That was really good.
Thank you.
I really liked that.
Yeah?
It was pretty cool.
It was really good. I was laughing my head off this morning when I heard Dex catch you off guard with his beautiful message that he had.
Steve-O
paid for totally, by Donald Trump.
Totally thought that he was pulling one over on me, and come to find out, no.
Not a chance.
Yeah, I had the upper hand.
Were you like up late at night, like all night long working on that too?
No.
Secretly?
I put these together right after the show yesterday.
Oh,
took me
so
about 30 minutes.
Did they know you were doing it?
He didn't. Teo, though, I let in.
I
and
had
then
no idea.
I let my boss in, Daniel, in, and he went to Steve-O's aid and decided to make that little ad.
See, I wasn't gonna do petty little parlor tricks because I was like, I'm above that. We don't need to do that. We're friends. It's all in good fun. And then he got an actual ad campaign. Like he's got Teamsters with him, like around the clock,
shirts.
Just working on like the polls and just
shirts and
it was
and
like,
baby
oh,
onesies.
This got really serious. So you know, I guess I got to step up the game.
Tam, how are you today?
I'm great. I can honestly tell you that I haven't voted yet.
Well, Friday is the deadline.
It's a big day.
Big day. Friday, we're done with interview wars.
I'm not worried about it. I know you'll do the right thing.
I know a lot of people out there are waiting for this to be over with because some people are sick of us bickering back and forth. And I think we do get a little carried away sometimes. But
it's the final week of interview wars. And I feel like, hey, right here, just want to be a man, shake your hand. And,
let's just
put all this negative stuff behind us. Let's just let our interview stand on their own. Why do you want to hurt me? That really hurt.
Right? What are you talking about?
Gosh,
stop hurting each other.
Look at these hands. How could I crush you with these little hands?
Oh, you have tiny.
Let me see your hands.
I got little hands.
Let me see them.
No, they're but dude,
that small.
They're very
mine
strong.
Are, mine are long no, and skinny.
They're
and
not
weird.
Very that strong. I mean, they're okay.
They're your size.
They're as big as my hands. But I have huge hands. If that counts,
I have little sausage.
Now that you're here, yeah. I have an intervention that I need to to institute with my boys. I don't know if anyone from the gym is listening.
Oh no!
I wish they would be. I was talking yesterday with our one of our coaches. Her name's Emily. They say they miss you, by
M&Ms.
The way, Tim.
Do they?
Why don't you come back? I love her.
My eye's twitching right now.
And she said, you know, it's so funny to me. Like, we were waiting. It was 4:01. We start at 4. We were waiting. She was like, so, are they coming? And I said, I guess not. Steve-O just texted, said he just woke up, and I haven't even heard from Dex yet.
I didn't wake up till 5.
Said he's probably asleep.
Oh.
And she said, you know, it's so funny to me because every day you guys talk about going to the gym, and she was like, you're here every day, but I swear they're only here one day a week.
Oh.
Kind of seems like
both of you.
Until I got sick, I was there three times a week.
Unconfirmed.
Three teams a week?
That's
three
actually, it can week. Be confirmed because you have to check in at the computer, and I have.
Well, let's check in for how much you did last week.
Oh, that's not fair.
How much you did yesterday.
I did two workouts on Monday.
Mm. I'm just saying
and
that there
I
is
got
some concern.
Really sick.
There's some concern at the gym that maybe some commitments are waning.
Commitment issues.
How can people come on?
Mm. They want you to be healthy.
I've been there for 2 months solid, and I haven't gone less than three times a week any week until last week when I got sick.
Although it's unfortunate that Steve-O and Dex bailed, I feel like this is an opportunity now to proceed on me taking one of their spots.
Wow.
For their payments.
You should take Dex's.
No.
You should take Dex's. He's never there anyways.
Maybe I should just come in support of.
I think you need to just come to the gym.
I'm thinking it through.
So I'm here, and I'm just trying to tell you guys, look, the sickness is gone.
It's over. It's time.
Yeah. I understand that we're both tired. We're all
there's
tired.
There's three of you.
When I say both, I mean
you know what really stinks? You're doing this intervention today, and there's literally no way I can go today.
Interesting.
Oh.
Luke has a game at 5 o'clock, and I will be there for his Red
oh,
Sox
see,
game.
Oh, see, I cleared
can't show
his
up
throat.
Late.
No, I can't show up late. Chrissy's got a haircut appointment, so I am Mr. Mom in it. Like, it's me and all
don't
three
have
boys.
Any friends that can help you out, huh?
There's also a 6 o'clock class.
No. Did you hear? I just said Luke is playing a baseball game at 5 p.m.
Yeah. Can't have anybody else drop the kids off and, you know.
I do
would
truly.
Would you be willing to do that for me? So I can go to
well,
the gym?
I have to go to the
I know
gym.
You want, oh, you do.
I'll be at the gym.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Blake.
Hey, Blake.
Oh,
Blake.
Yeah,
could
Blake.
You...
Blake from
Blake
the gym?
Is a coach. He's a personal trainer
can
at Desert Forge. And, Blake, would you mind just talking to my boys here and telling them a little bit about what you told me yesterday?
Well, to put it bluntly, guys, I'm disappointed.
Wow.
I expected to see you there, you know, giving it your all, trying your hardest, and... You know, I expected to see some progress out of you guys, but you know what? I've almost thrown in all my chips on you guys.
Wow. I got the black lung, Pop. There was nothing I could do for like a week.
Blake, I've never asked
Zoolander,
you to throw down. Chips in.
I love chips.
Steve-O, first of all, you can't get the black lung in a gym.
Oh.
I think you need to look that up a little bit.
Yeah, ow! I'll do a little more research on that one.
Appreciate it.
I swear I got it.
I'm a liar.
I'm the devil.
So, Blake, I just... How do I encourage my friends here to turn it around?
So tell Steve-O and Dex, if they come in 2 days a week, I'll work with them personally.
But
okay,
I've been
2 days that they're not doing CrossFit, 2 days a week, you guys come in, I'll work with you. Steve-O, no.
What do you mean on top of that? You want me to go 5 days a week?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. 5 days a week? We can barely go one.
Wait, who wants this wee stuff? I go three times a week, Dexter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No. I'm no longer asking you guys. This is a requirement.
Oh!
Blake, what, aren't you worried that this might be a turnoff to us? I mean, if we're not going to the gym more than once or twice a week, now you're saying we have to go or there's consequences? I don't know if I want to go back to the gym.
No more chance.
Dex, don't make me go over your head to Teo, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gosh.
You know, okay. All right.
Okay. Was that a short joke because Teo's like a foot taller than him?
Okay. Question for you, Blake. Are you Team Dex or are you Team Steve-O?
Don't put him on the spot like that, Team Steve-O.
Well, see, well, I was listening on my way to work this morning, mm-hmm. and I appreciated what I was hearing from both sides. However, when Steve-O began to, if it was Steve-O or Dex.
Don't say it.
I'm kind of split between both sides because you're both just. I felt so patronized.
Wow.
It was probably Steve-O.
Trying
to tell me that I'm smart and stuff.
Hey, you know what the good news is, Blake? I was just reading 100 Things to Know Before You Grow Up, the interview I booked this morning. And number 56 is How to Be a Gracious Winner and Loser. So if you want to pick Dex, I'm prepared to take it like a champion because of the great interview I had this morning. So if you want to, go ahead, man. It's not going to bum me out.
That was not manipulative at all.
Not even a little, man. You know, because I want to congratulate the winner every time, even if I don't feel like it, because even if I'm a loser, I'm still
a
winner.
Look at the book. He's reading out of the book.
I want to respect the official's decisions.
That's what he picks. Tam-tale.
Is this a script? Is this a script?
Yes, it is.
What are you talking about?
All right, well then, Steve-O, I appreciate you telling me that. Dex, you're the man.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you were just deceived by Dex.
Thanks for calling us,
Blake. That wasn't scripted at all. I
Team
promise.
Dex.
Thanks for calling us, buddy.
Kevin Blanken.
So, Tam, what have you been up to? You know what? Before we jump into that, let's jump into our new music.
Let's do that first,
and then we'll talk to Tam, see what Tam's been up to. She's a busy, busy bee.
She is a busy bee. This is the brand new track from Nine Lashes. It's called Heartbeats from the album of the same name. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/star88FM.
New music from Nine Lashes, Heartbeats. New Music Tuesday. You guys get to vote and tell us whether or not we should play Nine Lashes or throw it away. Never play it again. What do they want? What do the people want?
Bubba says, I don't mind it. You may play it whenever you wish. Thank you, King Bubba, from looking down from your lofty heights and giving us permission. Brian says, not sure if I'm digging this one, guys. Barry. Bill Peterson says, if you overlay all the right moves from One Republic, pretty much got the same
full
song.
Full on! I was singing that in my brain!
Yeah, he says, however, I dig this. I would like to hear more from these guys. And Nate says, good driving music. Casey says, it's okay. You guys go to Facebook, make your voice heard. And while you're there, comment on the picture featuring Steve-O and Dex. Tell us, are you Team Steve-O or are you Team Dex?
It's really close right now. I'm actually losing. And I'm okay with that. Hashtag Team Dex.
Hashtag Team Steve-O.
No, I don't want to win. I want you to win, buddy, because... Oh, my gosh! I refreshed it, and there are 10 new comments.
That's good. Yeah, you guys participate. We love it.
It is 9:17.
High today of 79 degrees.
Tam is here.
Yeah, she is. Yeah!
Quality Tam.
Speaking of hot temperatures. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Good
because
morning.
There's four people in here, and it just, like, the body heat rises, and it gets muggy
that's
and gross.
Exactly
yeah, that's
what
I was thinking, too.
Exactly what I meant. Literally pit sweating. Just kidding.
So what's new? What's happening with Tam?
Well, things are good, guys. Thanks for asking. Staying busy, getting ready for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you guys will come out for our sunrise service at 7:30 a.m.
Really?
In the morning.
We're actually doing the morning show.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Tam, we're going to probably be there before you.
You guys will also be there.
Yeah. We hope you can come to sunrise service.
We hope I can be awake for sunrise service.
That's early.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of some Mike Donahue.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, dude.
Going to be pumped for him to come.
Mm-hmm. He's a good dude. He's a great dude.
Yeah, we've just been busy. You've got some rehearsals and stuff. These allergies that we're still getting to, me, can you tell?
You're a little nasally.
Like, I sound
okay.
A little bit.
You're okay.
I thought I was thinking more like raspy than nasally.
Maybe
but
a little dusty. You're a little dusty.
I'm a little dusty.
You got a little Ben Affleck Batman going on.
Yeah?
I am Dan. You will bleed.
Oh. We saw that last night.
That was really good.
Thank you.
He's
wow.
been practicing.
It's deeper than the Nolan Batman, which was like... Yeah.
But I did love the quote-unquote explanation, if you will.
Yeah, I did too.
They did an incredible job with
good
that.
Good job explaining it.
That's all I'm going to say.
I want to see that. I'm hoping to see that maybe Friday.
Okay.
Because it's such a good Friday to see Superman versus Batman.
It's a good, good Friday.
I saw the Divergent movement that moved me, and
okay.
I saw it last night at the theater.
Oh, it stars Miles Teller. I booked him. It was a couple weeks ago. We had him on the show. He's one of the main actors.
So, for those of you just tuning in, Tam is the queen of her own world. She's also in Battle Drums, and she hasn't picked a team yet. She hasn't picked Team Steve-O. She hasn't picked Team Deck. So, I guess the guys here are trying to help her pick one.
Tamara.
Trying to draw me in.
Yeah. Woman.
Yeah.
Listen to me. We are already on the same team.
Oh.
We are both Battle Drums. We make beautiful music together. We sing.
Okay.
You have come to Calvary Knob Hill and rocked some incredible harmonies, some leads. Our version of Rend the Heavens, which
yes.
We need to re-record that with you and I because, I mean, just talking about taking Battle Drums to a whole new level. So is it real? I mean, really?
Is it really that hard?
After all we've been through, new guy comes in with the flash and the pizzazz and better radio voice and the better interviews and the cooler car and everything.
What's up, bro?
You're just going to go with him, huh? What happened to commitment?
I was torn this morning when I heard your little bashing sessions. Like, I was so torn because... You know, I don't know who's lying, and that's the hardest thing. Like,
that's the biggest lying. You know who's losing in this battle? Honestly,
who's lying?
The listeners.
Hey,
Will on Facebook said, "I feel like I've been listening to Steve-O since I was 12 years old. I'm 28 now, and for the first time hearing that he lied. Man, you've changed.
Oh my gosh, radio changed you."
Well, the people are the losers in this interview.
You shouldn't lie.
Put it aside for the people.
Okay.
I'm willing to put down Interview Wars right now.
You're not putting it down till Friday.
Don't put it down till
Friday.
This was
handed down from the management level. This is happening till Friday. So after Friday, you can be friends again. Until then, you're going to have to fight.
Myself,
want the people to be harmed.
Will you let Tam speak, please?
Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you that the way we're going to decide is by, like, myself and all the other listeners, we're going to just really have to just soak it in the next couple days.
Oh, no.
And just everything you do, you need to just watch everything you do on this microphone.
Every
it's
breath
all recorded. And you know what? Hey, some people are going to try and come against you guys. I just want to give you a little encouragement, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, someone tried to accuse me of lying last week, and they got caught red-handed because I was telling the truth, and they looked like a big
dire face.
Not nice person.
Were they a big dummy head?
Big dummy head. They look like a real big dummy head.
Whoa, calm your language down. Good grief.
And so sometimes you just gotta let the truth speak for itself, no matter who thinks that you are a big fat liar.
I wish we could do it like they did in Fraggle Rock. I'll never forget. Anytime somebody says red-handed, I think of Fraggle Rock.
Because
when I was a kid, remember Red? She had the like...
Yes.
She had the like...
Yes.
Pigtails, right?
Never saw it.
She took something, right? Right. And then like... lied about it, and so everyone in Fraggle Rock had to go before the cauldron, and you stuck your hand in the cauldron and had to pull it out, and people are going, and they're pulling out, and I'll never forget, she like got up there, and she was nervous, and she put her hand in the cauldron and pulled it out, and her hand was bright red.
Oh.
She was caught red-handed.
You have a good memory. I love Fraggle Rock.
Crazy.
I don't remember that
at all. You don't remember that at all? And I was like, I will never lie my entire life. They stick my hand in the cauldron, it's going to come back red, and they're going to know I'm alive. I'll never lie, Fraggle Rock. I'll never lie.
Never!
I would like to tell you more of the truth, because the truth is in me, and I enjoy sharing it.
Booyah.
It's about Dex.
I'm right here, Tam.
Turns out, Dex has a bit of a fan club.
Oh.
Mainly for his ravishing... Lee, good looks.
Ah.
Is it Lee? Is ravish, ravishing?
Appreciate you that, Tam.
Well, no, it really didn't come, you know, from me. But who it did come from was a friend of mine who happens to be engaged. So that was really uncomfortable.
Gosh, this story's getting.
And it kind of reminded me of that letter
that we
read last week. Like I told her, I was like, "Are you the girl in the letter?" Like
Tam, am I like, causing someone to stumble?
You are. Like on
left
that billboard.
Right.
I guess that billboard is causing
many women. Thank
you for that
soundbite that I will be using for my next promo.
Many women to stumble. Uh-huh.
Okay,
I believe she said the sun shines in your eyes and that you are a beautiful creation of God.
Well, Dex is actually. Dex is actually a Greek term that means sunrise.
Oh.
You're absolutely right, Tam.
It's pretty interesting.
Wow.
I looked that up.
I'm going to let her know that.
Well, if you also would let her know that I am happily married. I have a beautiful wife.
I've met your beautiful wife.
Named Leslie.
She's
she
wonderful.
Is She's awesome, and
I did let her know.
Very happy.
I let her know already. Appreciate I've already that. Done this. I mean, I've.
Maybe you should tell
so
your friend.
Weird.
Maybe you should tell your friend. Maybe it's not a good time to get married because if she's thinking about other men,
right?
Saying.
Right, it's time. Yeah. And she was like, "Oh my gosh!" She was so happy for your wife, and I said, "Yeah, cool. Steer clear. Don't even come close to that guy."
Well, I want to read since this has gotten horribly.
No,
off.
Thank you,
Dale.
I'm sorry.
Please save it all.
I'm sorry,
it's
but
okay,
Dex has
save
lots
it all.
Of fans.
You brought a story to us. I should have known it would go.
Lots of fans.
Glad you. Glad
I want
to
read some
to
of the comments
attention.
That we've gotten this morning.
No.
Okay. These have been posted to our page. Hashtag Team Steve-O, Dex is going down.
Oh.
Thank you, Anaya.
That was pretty straightforward.
Dex acknowledges the Starmie socially and talks to the people. Team Dex.
Wait, I named...
Doesn't get Thanks, any clearer Mark. Than that.
Hmm. I named the Starmie.
I'm going for hashtag Team Buck. Vote for the underdog.
That is not cool.
That's from Joseph. I saw an interesting one on the status we posted with the Captain America Civil War picture.
Mm-hmm.
William says, I feel like I've been listening to Steve-O since I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fran, you probably have.
Yeah.
I'm 28 now.
No, maybe not that long.
And for the first time, I'm hearing that he lied.
Yeah.
Man, you've changed. I trusted you. Sad faces, three of them.
Oh, no.
Three
sad faces?
Three
Did
sad
he just
faces.
Repeat what you just read?
Yeah.
Well...
Let's highlight it.
Let's highlight
Let's take
that
a look.
For a second, because...
That's three sad faces.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and Steve-O not only lied once, twice, but...
Three times later!
Steve-O Jeter lied about knowing John from Switchfoot. What else is Steve-O Jeter lying about? Only survivor of the Space Shuttle Challenger? He gave Rosa Parks his seat. He was the background singer for Under Pressure. Dug the Underground Railroad. He has a 95-mile-an-hour slap shot. Slapped Chuck Norris. Counted to infinity twice. Found Waldo. Won a fiddle of gold from the devil. Steve-O Jeter. A liar? You decide. Paid for by Dextoth Industries. Hashtag
Exactly.
Team Dex.
You never told me you've been to Georgia.
Industries.
That's incredible.
You slap Chuck Norris.
Yeah,
Come
wow.
on. I never said those. Yep. Those accusations cannot be corroborated.
I feel like
the most
shocking thing was that he's counted to infinity twice.
Twice. On
That's
the flip side, I have to read
one.
Another one.
Okay.
Did you already read the Hunger Games one?
No.
Nope.
Okay. I feel like this is the Hunger Games. Steve-O is Katniss. And is standing up to the Capitol.
Wait, what?
Trying to just call it quits and say it isn't worth it. Teo speaks for the Capitol saying, nope, you're going to have to fight. Kill each other till Friday. Yep.
Sounds
Welcome
about right.
to the 77th annual Hunger Games.
Wow.
Wow.
It's called Interview Wars. We're having a good time.
Yeah, it'll be over on Friday, so just bear with us, all you people that are sick of us fighting.
Just grin and bear it, y'all.
So what does the winner get? I don't get
pride.
It.
We literally don't
Simply
have a prize.
Pride.
There is nothing.
Has anyone asked that
there
question?
That is a great question.
Supposedly there is a prize percolating.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, they don't even know it?
No, they don't.
Did you make that up in your mind?
We have no idea what it's for.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you just start fighting and you can't remember what you started fighting for?
Mm.
I think Dexter and I are both there. I don't want to speak for him, but, you know, by the end of it, man, we're going to be stronger than we ever were before.
We shall see.
Tam
is
here.
It's time to forgive,
so
boys.
Okay.
Tam is here.
Yes.
It's New Music Tuesday. We have a great story coming up about a woman who texted a baby announcement. To the wrong number.
Oh, no.
And what happened after that, well, you'll have to wait to find out. It's pretty amazing.
Whoa.
Hang out with us. More with Tam when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President Obama is taking part in bilateral talks with Cuban President Raul Castro in Havana.
This is a new day. This is a nueva
idea.
The latest Apple event, a little different.
In Washington, every candidate running for president, except Bernie Sanders, the pro-Israel AIPAC conference.
DraftKings and FanDuel agree to stop taking bets in New York State through the end of baseball season.
Marriott's new bid of $14 billion has been accepted by the Starwood Hotel Group.
The average cost of a gallon of regular gas climbed 25 cents in the past 4 weeks.
The FDA approves a new drug to treat anthrax infection.
Winter weather system drops snow across much of New England from Rhode Island north to Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
The lovely Tam is here.
Morning.
Good morning.
Talk to me.
Oh.
That's not how you say it, Tam. Say it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Talk to me!
Yeah!
There it is. There it is.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. Good morning. I can't hide the true self that I truly have. Because I love to tell the truth. That's what that's about.
No. You didn't try to oversell it or anything, so obviously.
Back to you, Dex.
It is 9:35.
Hi today.
What is a high today? I forgot.
79.
Are you sure?
High winds.
He probably is lying.
Look outside.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
High winds,
bro.
But high winds, but that doesn't mean it's not still going to climb up to almost 80 degrees. Oh, that's weird. Yesterday. What does that Apple app say right there?
What does the Apple app says 52 with a little circle on the top?
Okay. High today.
High today is going to be 70 to the 7.
Hey-o.
You're looking. No, it's right. Okay. Oh.
High today is 79.
Gosh!
It's okay.
Woo! I really should go get those glasses.
I guess it's a little harder to read the weather.
It looks like a 9.
You know I got you, 7. Meteorologists.
You can lead a Tam to water, but you can't tell her to read. Just like the old saying says.
Tam, I'd like to share a great story with you.
I'd love to hear it.
I want to see what you think about this.
Okay.
There was a woman in Bainbridge, Georgia. Her name is Teresa.
It's my mother's name.
She recently sent a group text message that said her daughter-in-law was having a baby. It turned out one of her friends had changed his number and she didn't know it.
Oh, no.
So some random guy named Dennis Williams got the message instead and texted back to let her know what happened. But she still didn't realize it was the wrong number at that point and sent him a photo of her holding the baby.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so you're with me now, right? So this, This woman just had a baby, and she sent out a group text message to her friends. Mm. One of the people on her group message changed their number, so some random guy got the photo of the baby.
Huh.
Well, apparently this guy was kind of feeling invested in this whole thing.
Well, yeah.
So he decided to text back to find out the name of the hospital. Asked if he could come by and take a picture with them. At that point, Teresa finally realized what happened, but also thought it was funny, so she sent him the room number, and Dennis and his brother eventually showed up with presents.
Yeah!
We don't know what the presents were, but Teresa posted a photo on Facebook of them posing with the parents, and there are also screenshots of all the text messages. Here you go, Tam. Here's some pictures of the two guys showing up in the hospital room. There they are right there.
That is incredible, dude.
Wow.
There's the screenshot that she sent to the wrong number. There they are.
Turns out the gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Now I feel like a jerk because I was in a group text a week ago, and I didn't know any of the numbers. And I'm like, and I just knew somebody had the wrong phone number because none of the conversation made any sense to me. So I showed Chrissy and then just didn't. I didn't respond. I didn't say, hey, man, I think you got the wrong number. Nothing.
Well, was it a cool conversation at all?
No.
Oh.
No. Mm. So I was just like, I don't know what to say. Mm. I don't know how to respond.
I feel like that's a bold move, though, to respond. Like, you know that it is not, you are not connected in any way, shape, or form, and you're responding, and then you show up? What?
Well, you know, if you have an iPhone, you can just take yourself out of the group message.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy.
But then I started getting all these texts from random phone numbers from that saying, thanks for letting me know. Hey, no problem. Praying for you guys. And it was just like, do I chime in and say praying for you?
Praying for you guys. Who is this?
You should have said that. Can I have your name so I know who I'm praying for?
Just want to be specific. There's a lot of people in this world.
Yeah.
So this lady was pretty trusting.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I want to bring up. It's because, yes, this turned out to be a really great story. It made national news, and everybody was happy. She got presents. The same time, though, you really got to be careful. Because if somebody that you don't know is texting back saying, hey, I would like to show up at your hospital room, what hotel
with your new baby
hospital are you at, and what's your room number? You don't tell them.
You don't, especially if you had a run in with the Punisher.
I don't know, man. I kind of disagree. I feel like because of have you ever had a child before, Dex?
Yeah, I have three of them.
Right, exactly.
What?
As the father, it was near impossible to like get in to see my son. Do you know what I mean? You've got bracelets on bracelets on security doors on this, on that. They make it like, hey, you want to give him his first bath? Yeah, go through this security screen. It's like worse than TSA trying to get in there, which is fantastic because it's your child. So I would feel safe enough that I would probably go, oh man, this is a funny, you know, story. Why not? Come on down. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really
because
care
you
about
introduce,
his family.
No, because you never know where that could go. That could turn into something.
Okay, is a picture and a couple presents worth the possibility
of
them being crazy?
eHarmony.com.
Yeah, but how crazy? What I'm saying is there's tons of security. It's not like they can just bust in and steal
at
your
the hospital,
child.
There's tons of security? Really?
Yeah.
It's not the airport, Steve-O.
There's a lot of security.
Did you not hear what I literally just said about
there's not
being
a lot of security.
Harder than TSA to get through?
I don't know what you're talking about because there wasn't that hard for my
family
and friends to come up.
That's because your kids are 17 and 26 years old, okay? Back then, they didn't have medicine like they do now. Now there's like things called like nurses and midwives and doctors, and they like help guide you through
elevators.
The process. Yeah. Sorry, I keep forgetting you're so much older.
I will say this. Yeah. We had a baby last year. And if
you look great, by the way.
Thank you. The security was crazy.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Like if you, they have it to where
there's
they click
alarms?
A button and it is locked down and you can't,
really?
You can't go anywhere.
I had no idea.
Our kiddo had an alarm. Like they have actual alarms. If you take them past a certain area,
the elevator shut
like
down.
Color coded.
Really?
Yeah. No, this is real.
They really do shut down.
You can't just take a baby.
I guess that's a thing though. Like people have been, especially here in New Mexico, like it was a thing for a while.
Yeah.
People were stealing babies. And so now they do not deal with that anymore.
You don't, yeah,
it
you don't mess around.
City.
So I would
really,
feel safe enough.
It really came from the mother. So I guess if the mother says it's good to go, they would have let them all come
That's
through.
The other thing I was going to say. The mom was the one that said, hey, this is kind of comical.
Yeah.
Because I know for Chrissy, when she was giving birth to our three sons, it was like there was protocol. Mm. If you weren't on the list, I was a jerk bouncer at the door. Like, I'm sorry, mother-in-law. Law. I'm sorry, my biological mom. Like, you're not on the list. You are not getting in here.
Mm-hmm. You didn't let your biological mother go in?
Dude, like,
what is wrong with you? Why would you not let your biological mom
in? Because in that moment, my bride is all that matters.
Yes,
and if my wife, who is having a baby, says, hey, right now, this is a you and me intimate moment, and I don't want anybody else
I
in
think
here.
That sucks.
I
said,
see.
Cool, bro. I'm rolling up the sleeves, and I will fight you to the death, mom. You
oh,
birthed
like
me,
a moment.
But this beautiful woman is birthing my child, so step off!
Today's New Music Tuesday track is the latest from Bethel Music featuring Leland. It's called Lion and the Lamb. Vote on Facebook.
Steve almost punched me in the face.
I had to hold him back.
Seriously.
Passionate about my wife.
Bethel Music,
Heck
Lion
yeah.
and the Lamb on New Music Tuesday. All you got to do is tell us what you think about that.
That
Bethel
song,
music.
All Sick or No. Tell us.
Sorry, what was that?
What are they saying about Bethel Music?
I can't read anymore. I don't know. I'm so tired. No, I'm just playing. People like it. Anaya says, Leland, this song is great. Cool Leland story. I saw Leland at Calvary outside in the patio before they were huge. They played an awesome mini concert, dig for sure. Chris Michelle Joint Account says, absolutely love this song. Was listening to it and have been wondering whose voice that was. Not all worship songs are the same. Some other people say they dig it. Some people just say it's okay. Nate says, nah, sorry. Bill Peterson says, nope.
Okay.
Call me crazy, but I think that Leland was here for one of our Easters.
Thanks, crazy.
I hate to bust in with weird, like, sad, awful news, but we have breaking news from being, like, a news station. ISIS has reportedly taken responsibility for the Brussels attack. They're claiming full responsibility. So
yeah, if you don't know, why don't you update everybody on that?
We need to be praying for everyone. Yeah, Islamic State claimed responsibility for two bomb attacks that have killed at least 30 people in Brussels early this morning. News agency affiliated with the group said Islamic State fighters carried out a series of bombings with explosive belts and devices on Tuesday, targeting an airport and a central metro station. These attacks on the Brussels airport and a rush hour metro train in the Belgian capital came 4 days after Brussels police captured the prime suspect in attacks by the jihadist groups in Paris. So what happened is they captured the guy or someone who was claiming responsibility, who they believe was one of the quote-unquote masterminds, the prime suspect, if you will. And so this was ISIS's retaliation. They said fighters opened fire inside the airport before several of them detonated their explosive belts, as a martyrdom bomber detonated his explosive belt in the metro station as well. So they are taking full responsibility and quite proud of this terrorist act. Mm-hmm. So we need to be praying, man. This is a crazy time, a crazy, crazy time, which is why I'm so thankful for our solid leaders like Pastor Skip Heitzig, who is currently going through What's Next as we are digging into the book of Revelation, because we believe God's word has answers and insight into what is next. Because you turn on the television, stuff like this is happening, and you're going, Lord, what's up? You know, and so if you are one of those and you're just going, man, where, I don't know where to go. Hang out with us, man. Please come hang out with us. This Sunday we're going to be out broadcasting live from University Stadium down at the UNM football field, and getting ready for Easter sunrise service. And it is a time, man, where people are needing hope, needing answers, and we obviously know that hope is only found in Jesus.
Amen, Steve-O. One thing I agree with you on is what you just said right there.
You know, we were only one road away from ISIS. Went to Israel.
Wow.
Took a picture and everything. And then we had lunch over on this hilltop, and all you could hear was, like, bombs going off.
Oh, really?
And things like crazy.
Oh,
it was crazy, and I was like, wow, this is actually happening. I got video of it, but it was pretty nuts just to think, like, they're right there.
Right.
I was listening, to KNKT, and there was a pastor talking about being over in the Middle East, and they were, much like you, they were in a spot where right over the hill was an ISIS camp. And he was talking about this guy who had heard from the Lord that he needs to go over to the camp.
Oh my gosh.
And share Jesus with ISIS.
That is nuts.
Now, think about that. Think about in the Old Testament. How many times did God tell people to go?
Yes.
You know, look at Jonah.
You, like, are reading my mind right now. When I was videoing that group and I was zooming in, zooming out, I don't know where the thought came from, but it just, like, went through my head of, like, what if you heard the voice of God say, walk down this hill, go down that road, and walk into Syria, like, go right there and go talk, go share a word that I've given you right now. Would you do it right now? And I was like, oh my gosh, could I do that? And that's a really good place to be, is to think about where your faith is and think about how strong you are. Just to say, in Christ, of course, like, not in yourself, because you would just, you know, pee yourself, really. You just, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
So, but if you're going, and the Bible says to be strong in his might, if you're doing that, you're going to get pretty pumped, and you're going to say, okay, I'm just going to do this. And Jonah, yes, like you said.
Think about the Ninevites. They were just as crazy as ISIS. I mean, they go into to their cities, and they would skin people alive.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing some gnarly things to people.
Absolutely.
And anybody that wasn't a Ninevite, they would do the same thing. So here's God telling Jonah, hey, go in the city and tell them that I'm going to destroy them if they don't repent.
Yep.
And Jonah runs like, I would run.
Yeah.
There's no way I would go. Would you walk into an ISIS camp if God told you to? Probably not.
Yeah. But then look what happened when he didn't, and then he ended up doing it. So it's like, I think that's the point. Like when we were standing at the Jaffa Gate, it was really cool because we're standing there and I'm just thinking to myself, man, this must have been so bad for him not to want to go. Like he ran here to get on a ship to go as far away as he could from where God told him to go. But it's like in the end, it's like, well, then how big is God and how little is this problem that God created these people? But also God's hand is over. He can do anything he wants. If he really can do what he says he can do in his word, then I have nothing to worry about. There's protection over me that I just can't even compare. You know? Pretty cool stuff.
Some words.
We should never fear.
Nothing.
We should never fear.
We should never fear nothing actually is a double negative, and that means we should fear something. So then you just ruined it.
Never fear nothing.
He's got a point. He's got a point, everyone.
I was separately saying nothing.
We ain't fear nothing.
God.
Okay. Y'all got fear? I ain't.
God can do everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Huh. I
damn.
As a fan of the English language, I'm appalled.
I've heard of it. Okay, so guys, tomorrow, day three of Interview Wars. So me as the judge, I as the judge, being myself.
Mm.
What do we have lined up? Any interviews?
I actually do.
Yeah, I was going to say, go ahead.
I have tomorrow at 7:20. From Team Pharrell, I have Shayla Fleming.
Ooh.
Have you been watching The Voice, Tam?
I have not.
Do you watch The Voice ever? Have you ever watched that show?
She was an American Idol fan.
Okay. I have watched it.
Well, American Idol's over.
I tried out for The Voice.
You tried out for The Voice?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. Sure did.
Clearly, they didn't hear you, Tam.
You tried out for The Voice.
Well, this morning, I don't know if you heard our interview with Nick Hagelin. This is Nick right here. Tell me what you think of this guy's voice.
Please don't see just a boy caught up in dreams and fantasies.
What do you think of that?
Take my hand, see we wake up tomorrow. Best
we talked to Nick this morning. He was a good guy. I booked that interview.
Did you book that interview? Team Dex?
This is a guy who I got all four judges turned for Nick. All four of them.
Wow.
He's going to win The Voice.
So who are we hearing from tomorrow?
We're going to hear from Shayla Fearing, and she's on Team Pharrell as well.
Okay.
Nick was on Team
Pharrell as well.
So you're not telling how you're getting these, just that you're like absolutely incredible with your stealth moves.
I have booking agents.
I don't have.
Here he goes. He's going to lie to everybody
Those big radio things.
Person that he's tried to book that hasn't gone through a booking agent has canceled.
Which is why tomorrow is such a big deal. Because I will say this: a lot hangs on tomorrow for me because I booked an interview tomorrow.
Okay.
In studio. Which is bonus points if you can actually get a real guest in studio.
Bonus point.
Tomorrow on the show, we will be talking to none other than Kathy. You may not recognize the name Kathy, but you will recognize Taco Bell.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Taco Bell Lady will be in
live
studio.
So, quick question. She was saying there was an explosion. There were bombs going off. Is this because she had eaten Taco Bell?
Okay.
I can understand how you were confused, but no, the construction was so loud.
There was construction in her neighborhood.
It was like a war was happening right outside of her
house. And so the people want to know, like, what do you do in situations like that when you feel like the world at large is out to get you and just no one has your back?
They were just building a Taco Bell.
Every time,
you know,
a
lot of us live in communities with homeowners associations. What happens when you feel like the underdog? You don't know what to do. I am a man of the people, and I found Taco Bell Lady.
You Googled her. Good job, private investigator.
We're gonna share her
it's
story.
It's private.
Every person he talks to is like, I 007 that, man. I Googled it, and then, her name wasn't spelled correctly on Channel 7, so then Channel 4 I noticed, this is her right here, because he's just right here.
Teacher, quick question.
Steve-o?
Yeah, if it's so easy, how come Dex has never actually utilized that before?
Oh, man.
Dex,
talk. What, the Google?
Sorry, hold on. Hello? Is this on? Sorry, hello?
It was a war zone. There were explosions. There were bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Very excited to talk to her, to share her story. Exactly. Because for those who don't remember, a few weeks back, I had a shrine built in my front yard by neighborhood kids over a dead bird and a dead lizard, and I didn't know what to do.
Yep.
Conspiracy. There's a shrine in my front yard built by some neighborhood kids. They buried dead animals in my front yard.
Well, here's what you have to consider, man.
Dead if there's animals,
this,
a lizard.
Hey, if there's this giant, if there's a giant conspiracy against this lady. Is she even going to make it to the studio?
Thank you, Tao. Oh. This is
that's
happening.
Why I'm nervous, guys. Because here's the thing, man. If it falls through, what have I got? I don't have big booking agencies. Like I'm trying.
Yes, you do.
I am Aaron Brockovich. Okay,
you know
I am a woman of the people.
But you have a great, personality.
Clean water.
And that's
is that what that was about.
Close.
Yeah, okay.
You have a great personality, wow. Steve-O.
Thank you.
What's really going to pull you.
It's not you, it's me. Okay.
She just said you have a great personality.
Yeah, I've heard that one a few times.
Ultimate, like, insult. Okay.
Yeah. Emperor's New Groove.
All right, guys. We got to go. We have to get out of here.
Let me guess. You have a great personality.
Taco Bell lady, tomorrow in studio, guys.
That's exciting.
I will take the lead.
Tim, it's always great seeing you, girl.
Thanks for the warm love.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for that.
If you missed any of the show, hit the podcast. It'll be up at iTunes in a little bit. Just type in Morning Invasion. You can go to star88.fm. Listen to it right there on the computer. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I want to leave you with one important message.
Do you find yourself nodding off in traffic while listening to boring amateur radio? Well, look no further. Dex from the Morning Invasion brings you Interview War. Hashtag Team Dex.
Team Dex.
Hashtag Team Dex. Dex totally has your back. Like this interview with Beverly from ABC's The Goldbergs. Interview War.
I'm so glad you like it.
Interview War. Interview War. Hashtag Team Dex.
Hashtag Team Dex.
Struggling with your weight? Dex booked renowned author / nutritionist Cheryl Fulberg from NBC's The Biggest Loser. Because he cares. He cares.
Interview Wars.
Dex even booked an astronaut.
An astronaut.
Interview War.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.